KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome out here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Petaluma Express taking on your Colt 45s here from Tiger Field in the wonderful Redding, California, up in the triple digits this weekend, sitting right around 105 degrees and cooling off on a wonderful Friday night edition of Colt 45s Baseball. And I'm Jacob Green here with KCNR Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. It's great to have you with us. The Colt 45s at 23-3 on the year. They just recently split a two-game set. That was against the Cal State Peloteros. A two-game midweek series that the Colt 45s split, and it was in that second game that they got the win. They dropped the first one by a score of 9-6. Four runs in the sixth were not quite enough for the Colt 45s to prevail. They ended up dropping. Casey Cerda had a rough outing. He went an inning in the third, four hits, six runs. He walked three. And then the Colt 45s just came up short in the ninth. Sam Marr was stranded at second base in the third out.
Was made by the Peloteros via the strikeout on Dylan Green. And then the next night, the Colt 45s bounced back. They scored five in the bottom of the eighth inning to undo the knotted at four ball game. Rafael reached on an error, made it to second base, and that ended up scoring two runs. And then Morris singled to single home two more. And next thing you know, the Colt 45s won the game. Tyler Shepard out of the bullpen, doing a fantastic job. He went two and a third innings and struck out five. And then Cruz Cabral closed things out. He went the final inning, striking out the side. Something we've seen a lot from Cruz Cabral this year is the swing and miss. And also the gone. Look at it. Now they're headed into this three-game weekend series versus the Petaluma Express. Down from the Bay Area region of California, back home here where I'm from. And they're having to face the Colt 45s in this heat, which is not something they're used to out there in Petaluma. That marine layer cooling things off even on summer nights. The Colt 45s will be sending Ty Cook to the mound to face off against the pitcher for the Express, Dylan. For the Colt 45s on the year, Dom DeCagno heading into this game is batting 429. He's got seven doubles, a couple of triples, a couple of home runs, and 27 RBIs. He's also 3-for-5 in that stolen base department. Andrew Mora leading the team in the RBI category. He's at 29. He's also walked 25 times this year. He's got a home run and five doubles to his name as well. Adam Reyes is batting 395. He has three doubles, a triple, a home run, 16 RBIs, and he's walked 14. He's been solid for the Colt 45s all season long. Those three are your three hottest hitters for the Colt 45s. And Adam Reyes not in the lineup tonight, but both DeCagno and Mora are batting in that 3-4 spot for the Colt 45s. In a four-game set versus the Rosebuds last weekend, the Rose City Rosebuds coming down here for a four-game weekend series on Independence Day weekend. The Colt 45s in four games scored 57 runs. They outscored the Rosebuds 57-12 with over half of the runs coming after the fifth inning. It was a fantastic weekend of baseball. Dom DeCagno had a three-run shot in a what was part of a nine-run bottom of the first inning. That was on 4th of July. The Colt 45 sent 15 batters to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. They're heading into this game at a record of 23-3. They're 20 games over 500. And after the starting lineups have now been announced, we're going to get tonight's national anthem sung to you by Nala Kathleen, who sang the anthem last week, doing so again tonight. A little fun fact that we're going to touch on again later is the Bat Boy tonight is actually two Bat Boys, twins, that they're going to split the game. Both of them getting half of the game, which is pretty fun. Little unique twist. We're going to pause right here for tonight's national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous for the world that we watched were so gallantly streamed. Our honors were filled, the most bursting in our
that was Noel Kathleen with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem under a 105 degree bluebird sky with just a slight breeze blowing in from behind home plate. The Petaluma Express taking on your Reading Colt 45s, leading things off and playing shortstop for the Petaluma Express will be Dara Malore. Be followed up by Mason in center field and Summerill the DH. Then Boyo, the first baseman, batting cleanup. Followed up by Cox behind the dish. They'll be doing the catching. And then Clemens in right, Denmars in left, Andrews, the third baseman, Nordski at second base. That's Dara Malore at shortstop. Mason in center, Summerill the DH, Boyo, the first baseman, Cox, the catcher, Clemens in right, Denmars in left, Andrews, the third baseman, and Nordski batting ninth at second base. For your Colt 45s, it will be Trehan Rogowski in center field leading things off tonight, followed up by Colby Raphael patrolling right field, and then Andrew Mora at first base, followed by Dom DeCogno, the cleanup man, in left field. Sam Marr, the DH, Isaac Mandujano at the hot corner third base tonight, Dylan Green at second, Brandon Zanny will be doing the catching, and then Mark Anthony Carroll rounding out the lineup. He'll be at shortstop. Rogowski in center, Raphael in right, Mora at first base, DeCogno in left, Marr the DH, Mandujano at third, Dylan Green the second baseman, Zanny the catcher, and Carroll at shortstop for the Colt 45s behind Ty Cook, who's 3-0 with a 1.60 ERA and 6 starts on the year, 33 2/3, 41 strikeouts, 4 walks. He's allowed 28 hits. His last win came against the Rosebuds on July 4th. And just a little bit of a measuring stick against Ty Cook with a total of 41 strikeouts on the year. Last year, the ace of the staff for the Colt 45s, Eric Winchester, after a total of 8 starts, and 50 innings pitched, had 76 strikeouts. So Ty Cook well on his way to coming close to that mark slash record, if you will, as the Colt 45s donning the home white await to take the field. The defense behind Ty Cook from left to right on the infield will be Mondohano at third, Carroll at short, Green at second base, Mora at first. Left to right field will be DeCagno controlling left, Yowski in center, and Rafael in right. And Brandon Zanny behind the dish for Ty Cook, the right-hander out of Chico, California, and Butte College, standing at right, 6'3", 220. He's a returner from last year. Last year for the Colt 45s, he was 6-1 with a 2.51 ERA in 9 games and 6 starts. 39 in the third innings, 55 strikeouts, 12 walks. He allowed 33 hits, so he's having a significantly better season than he did last season. And last year, during the 2024 campaign, he had a very solid season, as it were. Colt 45s standing at 23-3 on the season, looking ahead to this three-game set versus the Petaluma Express coming to town all the way up from the Northeast Bay. And Petaluma, the hometown of big leaguer Johnny Gomes, who, of course, won that ring in 2013 with the Boston Red Sox. He played for the A's as well. The hometown kid from Petaluma, California. And also had a stint with the Savannah Bananas. I actually just saw a video the other day of him teaching one of the Savannah Banana outfielders how to play the carom off of the Green Monster at the historic Fenway Park out there in Boston. Way across the East Coast in Massachusetts. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up the plate to sponsor the Red and Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today. As Ty Cook concludes his tosses, and Colt 45 stored around the infield, facing off against the Petaluma Express and their road unis, the gray pants and the blue tops. We have a little bit of smoke in the air from the green fire just north of us, out there on Shasta up the pit arm, which is a factor to deal with tonight for both teams. So the smoke in the air, a little bit less oxygen in the air. Still good quality air, but a little bit of smoke. Still a slight factor, nothing major. Air quality index still saying it's perfectly fine to be out here. Here on this Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Stepping into the box from the right side will be Hiram Miller, the shortstop for the Petaluma Express, facing off against the right-hander Ty Cook in the first game of a three-game weekend series. For the Colt 45s and the Petaluma Athletic Edge Express. Here's the first pitch from the righty Cook. First pitch coming in at 7:18.
First pitch, 7:18.
Catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Cook. That one catches the bottom of the zone on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes as Darren Miller steps out of the box to readjust himself. Deep in the box, but up on the plate with a slightly open stance. Here's the 0-2 from Cook with nobody out. Swing! And a miss. The leadoff man is retired, via the K, and that's the way our ball game begins. One out for the left-hand hitting Mason to the plate. Rocking the number 99 a la Aaron Judge. It's the first pitch to the left-hand hitter, misses low. Right on left matchup. Slightly open stance for the left-hand hitter is the 1-0. That one catches the outside corner right at the belt to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Cook readies. Kicks and deals off that first base side of the rubber. A breaking ball misses way up and away for ball two. Tried the bender but couldn't get it to drop in the zone. 2-1. Randy sets up away. The 2-1 delivery to Cook is a chopper up the middle. Carroll moving to his left. Through for a base hit into center field just beyond his reach. And Rogowski plays it back to hold Mason with a single. It's the first hit for the Athletic Edge Express. That'll be the right-hand hitting Summerall.
With
DH. JT Summers. My apologies. There's the first pitch with the runner on first. Huge secondary lead. Swing. Miss for strike one. Mora holding the runner Mason on over there at first. Cook out of the stretch, checks the runner at first, not going, misses low and away. Now Cook carrying in. Quick pickoff comes on over to first, not in time. Back standing up was Mason. Jelani Mason out of Sonoma State. Cook sets off the first base out of the rubber. Now kicks and deals on the inside corner. Makes the count one ball and two strikes with one out and one on. JT Summers from Casa Grande. 1-2. Cook checks the runner at first. Comes set. Zandy sets up on the inner half. Here's a 1-2 pitch. The chopper toward Mondohano at third. And off his glove, it's going to kick into foul territory. Rounding second is Mason. He's going to hold at third. And holding at first on the E5 is JT Summers. It was over the shoulder of Mondohano. He had to play that big secondary hop and just went off the tip of his glove. Now it will be Brady Boyd to the plate. The first baseman. The cleanup hitter.
First baseman, number 21.
For the Express. Mason at third, and Summers at first with one out. Wide open stance deep in the box for Brady Boyd. The first pitch from Cook catches the outside corner. Called strike one. Cook, glove by his front hip, ball dangling by his back leg. Checks the runner at first. Now kicks and deals the 0-1 out of the stretch. The ground ball toward Carroll at shortstop. Should be a twin killing. Flip to second for one. Relay by Green to first. In time! 6-4-3. The Colt 45s turn it. And stranded over there at third base is Jelani Mason. We're scoreless after the top of the first inning with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM or online at KCNR1460.com. It's great to have you with us here on this Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, the first game of a weekend series here against the Athletic Edge Express. It's going to be Luke Dillon, who is committed to Kansas Wesleyan University, facing off against the leadoff man for the Colt 45's Rogowski, who takes a huge cut and miss and a fastball for strike one. Tied him up, blew the fastball right by him to make the count. No balls and one strike on Rogowski, the leadoff man. Here's the 0-1 from Dillon. Another fastball in the and a half called strike two. Luke Dillon, standing at about 6'1", check swing, a fastball in the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Rogowski down on strikes, he's gone a-looking. I'll bring up Colby Raphael, standing out there at about 6'1", 200 pounds for Luke Dillon. Get a lot of muscle behind that baseball and able to fire three fastballs in there. He winds up and delivers. Raphael hits this one in the right. Giving chase is the right fielder for the Express, but he'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. That was to Clemens, the right fielder. Kalen Clemens out of West Valley. Now it will be Andrew Mora to the plate. Left-hand hitter, socks up high for the first baseman of the Colt 45s. Mora on the year batting .304 with 5 doubles and 29 RBIs. Watches a fastball just missed off the outside edge for ball one. Here's the 1-0 from the righty. It's hit in the air toward right. The right fielder, Clemens, giving chase to the track at the wall, looking up, and it is off the top of the wall. Mora, rounding second base, is going to not slide into third. He's got a stand-up triple off the right center field wall, just to the right of that 370 mark out there. Right on top of those advertisements. And now the first run of this ball game is 90 feet away for none other than Dom DeCagno, who's batting .429 on the year with 7 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, and 27 runs batted in. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter with a slightly open stance and the Black Sox up high. Swing and miss for strike one. Got him to chase a fastball in on the hands. Here's the 0-1 out of the windup still. Swing. That's a strike two. Breaking ball off the corner. Got DeCagno to chase for Luke Dillon, who with the runner on third pitching out of the windup. Not typical necessarily, but it's working so far for him. Here's the 0-2 to the right hand hitting DeCagno. This is upstairs for ball one. One ball and two strikes against the Colt 45's cleanup hitter. The 1-2. Just off the plate. Solid take there from DeCagno. Trying to get him to chase a fastball off the plate. two balls and two strikes with two out here in this scoreless bottom of the first inning. The 2-2 is a chopper toward the third baseman moving to his left. Now throws across and picked at the other end by the first baseman, Brady Boyd. What a play on the back end of that toss from the third baseman, Andrews. As we head to the top of the second inning, side is tied. The Colt 45s get a hit, but they strand Mora over there at third. We head to the top of the second inning here in the scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing keeps your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here. Wonderful Friday evening edition of Colt 45's baseball. It's going to be Mason Cox, the catcher for the Edge, due up along with Kaylin Clemens and Clay DeMars. As Cox takes a pitch outside for ball one. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance, keeping the box. Here's the breaking ball from Cook, misses low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on the right-hand hitting Mason Cox. The backstop for the Athletic Edge Express. Cook peering in at Zanny. Now winds and deals as Andy sets up low and in. It's a breaking ball. Just misses the bottom of the zone. Two-one count on the right end hitting Mason Cox. Cook winds and deals. It's a chopper to Mondejano at third. Handles the hop off the back foot. Winds up and throws across. Not in time. Mora comes off the bag. Down the first baseline. Mora a little bit confused as he looks at the home plate umpire. Bob Anderson's going to come out and talk things over with the first base umpire. Said Mora came off the bag. The throw looked like it was in plenty of time. Mondejano having to wait for the hop on the weird chopper toward him. They had to play the second hop. Wait for it. There's a couple steps back of the bag at third. 4 or 5 feet off the line, handled it, and then reared back off of his back foot, kicked and dealt one to Mora at first, but apparently it took Mora off the bag, so safe at first is Mason Cox. And that will bring up Kaylin Clemens, the right fielder. Kaylin, my apologies. Play DeMar in the hole, and Kaylin Clemens due up out of West Valley College and Casa Grande High School. As the umpires have a little powwow, and now they're going to call him out at first after some sort of challenge from Bob Anderson. Had the umpires look it over, and the home plate umpire, with the superiority of that trio of blues, able to call the runner out on the 5-3. So one out now in the inning. After Mason Cox grounded out to Mondejano, An overturned call is out number one. Now Cook winds and deals to Taylen Clemens, the right fielder. Swing and miss for strike one. Blows a fastball by him. Couldn't catch up to it. Here's the 0-1 from Cook. Popped up, but out of play toward the crowd. Back behind the plate, and no one able to make a play on it. That's strike two. No balls and two strikes. Is Cook with a new baseball. Reddy's. Tears in it. Zanny. Cook winds and deals as Zanny sets up in. Fastball inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Zanny was already throwing the ball down to third base before the home plate umpire even called it. Two away for Clay DeMars of the Athletic Edge Express. DeMars tonight out there in left field. He takes first pitch for a ball. Now Cook ready. He's peering over the glove. Working off that first base side. And now DeMars is going to call time and step out of the box. Steps back in. Right hand hitter. An open stance deep in the box. A 1-0 as Zanny sets up in, and a breaking ball drops in there. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. Tiger Field starting to get more in the shade. The 1-1, fouled back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. As we cool off here, it's now dropped down to 102 degrees here on MLB night, where some fans are donning their favorite team's jerseys. Here's the 1-2 from Cook. Swing! That best got him to chase. And off speed, down and the side is retired. The Athletic Edge Express goes 1-2-3 with that first out being a little disputed. As we head to the bottom of the second inning here in this scoreless ball game, tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing keeps your home protected from storm repairs and replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, welcome back to Tiger Field. Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green here with KCNR Shasta Redding, the voice of the Colt 45. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Friday evening edition of Colt 45's baseball. Sam Marr, Isaac Mondiohano, and Dylan Green do up, getting their first cracks at Luke Dillon, the 6-foot right-hander for the Athletic Edge Express. Sam Marr out of Sac City College, right-hand hitter, even stance. Steps up to the plate as the catcher Cox sets up away, and that's where that pitch misses. There in the left-hand batter's box for ball one to the right-hand hitting Sam Marr. The 1-0, it's a ground ball right toward the first baseman, bobbled, ricochets off his glove. Now a foot race to the bag between Luke Dillon and Sam Marr. Sam Marr's retired 3-1 on the play. Speared at first base by Brady Boyd, slashing the leather literally over there. And that is out number one. Great job by Luke Dillon to get over to first base and beat Sam Marr to the bag. Now Isaac Manduhano to the plate. Manduhano, right-hand hitter. On the year, batting 354 with 15 RBIs. It's the first pitch. The breaking ball misses upstairs for ball one. On the Cole 45's third baseman tonight. Holding down the left side of the infield with Mark Anthony Carroll. The 1-0 out of the windup. This is low for ball two. Luke Dillon with that Raleigh fingers-like delivery. Extending the hands above his head as he goes into his windup. Yeah, very old school delivery. Not a lot of pitchers do that anymore. The 2-0. Fastball just off the plate outside. Didn't quite catch the corner. Three balls and no strikes on Manduhano. This is the first count. It's gone to three balls for Luke Dillon, the 3-0 pitch. Fastball misses up and in. A four-pitch walk issued to Manduhano. That's the first walk of the game. Which is something the Cole 45s did 12 times in one game last weekend against the Rose City Rosebuds. Taking advantage of that free pass. Now the second baseman, Dillon Green, to the plate. Right-hand hitter, a wide stance. Taking the first crack at this one. Fouls it off way out of play toward the parking lot for strike one. Dillon Green coming into this game batting 266. He's got 23 RBIs. Runner on first, that's Manduhano. Fouls this one back out of play again for strike two. Manduhano being held on by Brady Boyd at first base. The infield shifted at double play depth. The middle infielders, Nordski at second, and the shortstop, Darren Mallaire, shaded up the middle. Here's the 0-2 to Dillon Green, who is not grounded into a double play yet this season, takes way upstairs for ball one. And the Cole 45's trying to avoid that here with one out in the inning. And some traffic on the bases. They have the potential to squeak across the first run of the ball game. Brandon Zandi on deck should the line keep moving for the Cole 45's. Luke Dillon peers in out of the stretch. And this one's fouled back. To hold the count at one ball and two strikes. Fouled back to the screen by Green. One ball and two strikes. Green steps back into the box. Widens the stance a little bit now. Dillon checking the runner at first. That's Manduhano being held on by Brady Boyd. Breaking ball. Just misses the top of the zone. It's even up the count at two balls and two strikes. With one out here in this bottom of the second, a scoreless ball game. Luke Dillon kicks, steals the 1-1. The 2-2, rather, as it holds at two balls and two strikes after Green fouls it back again. That is the fourth foul ball of this at-bat. Green not quite able to get his timing correct, facing off against the righty Luke Dillon. Now Green steps back into the box. Manduhano takes his lead at first, being held on by Brady Boyd. Three or four steps off the bag over there at first. Dillon kicks and deals the 2-2. Swing! And a miss. Fastball up high, and Green goes down swinging. Four out number two. That will bring up the right-hand hitting Brandon Zandi, who on the year, in a total of 32 at-bats, is batting 469. He's walked four times. He's got 12 RBIs and 15 hits. Foul tips this one into the glove of the catcher for strike one. Just got a piece of it. Chasing the high cheese. Fastball way up out of the zone. On deck is the nine hitter. Mark Anthony Carroll is the 0-1 from Dillon. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Back pick towards first base. Manduhano diving in just in time.
He was about 25 feet off the bag at first base, almost caught sleeping. A great back pick by Mason Cox after he blocked that ball in the dirt. One ball and one strike with Mondo Hano at first with two outs in the bottom of the second. Swing and miss from Zanny. 1-2 now on the Colt 45's backstop. Getting the start tonight from Bob Anderson. He's catching Ty Cook. The 1-2 pitch from Dylan misses upstairs. Tried that off speed. Two balls and two strikes for Brandon Zanny. Trying to get something to hit. Shadows covering most of the field apart from spots in center and most of right field. The 1-2 pitch is hit in the air. Giving chase is the right fielder. Should be playable. He'll camp underneath it and squeeze it for out number three, Kalen Clemens. Helps retire the side. The Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. They leave a man aboard as we head to the third. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on the first game of a three-game weekend series between your Colt 45s and the Athletic Edge Express out of Petaluma, California. Zanny back behind the plate now after having to put the tools of ignorance back on. All that catcher's gear after he was the final out of the inning. The Colt 45s stranded Mondo Hano, the second batter of the inning, who got on via the walk at first base. So we're still scoreless here in this top of the third inning. It will be Andrews, Nordsky, and then the top of the order, Darren Mallaire, for the Athletic Edge Express. The third baseman, Nick Andrews, to the plate. Right-hand hitter, open stance, facing off against the righty, Ty Cook. Righty delivers a ball in the dirt for ball one. Tyler Nordyke on deck. There's a 1-0. Hopped up a mile high. Zanny giving chase toward the on-deck circle, but runs out of room, and it lands between the bleachers and the netting on the other side of the screen. Two. Even up to count at one ball and one strike. Cook with a new baseball as Nick Andrews waves the wood. Wide open stance with his upper body leaning out over the plate. The 1-1 on the outside corner for strike two. Zanny had to hold it there for a long time to see what the home plate umpire would call it. Great framing job from Brandon Zanny, the backstop of the Colt 45s. A wider stance for Nick Andrews as Cook lines and deals the 1-2 pitch in the dirt, blocked by Zanny. 2-2, smothered it at the 5-hole. Cook peering over his glove, shakes off Zanny a couple of times. Now nods in agreement, lines and deals the 2-2 pitch, check swing. Appeal to first, didn't go. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. The first full count for Ty Cook. Cook peering in at Zanny. Zanny relaying the signs. Now time called by Nick Andrews.
He'll recalibrate. Now steps back in as Andy sets up inside the payoff pitch. As a chopper up the middle just out of the reach of Cook. Back by second base. Carroll moving to his left. Smooth sidearm throw to Moore at first base. And Ty Cook wins the battle. 6-3 ground out is out number one. And now Tyler Nordyke to the plate. From Windsor High School. Right-hand hitter, open stance.
Deep
in the box. Here's the first pitch from Cook with one out. In the scoreless top of the third inning, fastball right at the knees on the outside corner called strike one. From Santa Rosa Junior College. It's a ground ball toward Mondoano at third, moving to his left in front of the shortstop. Throws to Mora in time. A beautiful 5-3 pirouette put out from Isaac Mondoano for out number two. Two away in this top of the third inning.
Now batting.
The top of the order, Darren Mallaire. Shortstop who struck out his last time up. Right-hand hitter, even stance. Facing off against Ty Cook. It's the first pitch out of the windup from Cook. Misses the bottom of the zone. For ball one. One ball and no strikes. As Cook gets his signs from Zanny. Two out, nobody on. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. Off speed, catches the top of the zone to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Cook working off the first base side of the rubber. Winds and deals the 1-1. It's a chopper up the middle, just out of the reach of Cook again. Right to Carroll. Carroll, routine play, and the flip to first. A couple of 6-3 putouts, and a 5-3 putout in the side is retired. The Athletic Edge Express go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the third here in this scoreless ball game. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Red and Cold 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on this Friday evening edition of Colt 45 Baseball. It's going to be Carol Rogowski and Raphael due up, facing off against the Athletic Edge Express and Luke Gillen, the right-hander. Here in this first game of a three-game series, we're in the bottom of the third inning of a scoreless ball game. Carroll, the shortstop out of Fresno, California. Mark Anthony Carroll. Gets a ball low and away. Batting 292 on the season. Here's the 1-0 out of the windup. So, line shot into left field for a base hit. The leadoff man is aboard. Carroll with a wide turn at first base, but he's going to hold with a solid single. That will bring up the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski. With the leadoff man aboard as the lights have come on here at Tiger Field, but quite a long time from taking full effect. The fail on deck. Rogowski deep in the box. Carroll with a big secondary lead as Rogowski takes that first pitch for a ball. Just inside. Brady Boyd holding on the runner at first. That's Carroll. Rogowski showing bunt. Takes a called strike one. He looked back at the umpire to see if it was because it caught the zone or because he didn't pull the bunt back in time, but it looks like it was because he didn't pull the bunt back in time. One ball and one strike with nobody out. The third baseman, Nick Andrews, on the edge of that infield grass as Rogowski takes his next pitch way outside for ball two. Nick Andrews just in that wildcat position over there at third base, looking for the bunt from Rogowski. The 2-1, Carroll not running. Rogowski takes inside, on the inside corner rather, for strike two. Two balls and two strikes on the leadoff man and tonight's center fielder for the Colt 45s. Carroll, four steps off the bag over there at first. The 2-2 misses up and in for ball three. That will fill the count. Luke Dillon having to pitch out of the stretch with the runner aboard. Seems a lot less effective out of the stretch than out of the windup. Here's the 3-2 as Dillon comes set. Kicks and deals. Carroll running. Ball taken inside. And Rogowski rung up on strikes. He's gone looking for the second time tonight. But safe at second base with the throw being way offline is Mark Anthony Carroll. He gets the stolen base. That will bring up Colby Rafael with the runner in scoring position now after Carroll stole second. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Dillon checks the runner back at second. Fastball is a chop toward the second baseman who handles it, throws the first in time, but moving the runner over is Colby Rafael. Two outs here in the scoreless bottom of the third. We'll bring up Andrew Mora, who tripled his last time up. He's 1-for-1.
From Lavoie, California.
Left-hand hitter with the socks up high, playing out of Reedley College. Him and about 12 other Colt 45s out of Reedley College. Deep in the box and even stance. Here's the first pitch from Dillon on the outside corner right at the belt. Called strike one. No balls and one strike to the left-hand hitting first baseman as Dillon out of the windup with the runner at third. Delivers a breaking ball on the outside corner. Draws a swing and a miss from Mora. Went fishing for it way out of the zone and came up empty. No balls and two strikes with two outs here in the scoreless bottom of the third inning. The 0-2 misses way upstairs. One ball and two strikes. It was about shoulder height on the 6'4 first baseman for the Colt 45s. Now Dillon winds and deals the 1-2. Hit in the air toward left, toward the Colt 45 pin, and out of play. And the count holds. One ball and two strikes. It's Mora Reddy's left-hand hitter facing off against the righty. Out of the windup, Dillon kicks and deals the 1-2. The line shot foul. Back toward the Colt 45 dugout. Look out, Bob Anderson. Now Dillon's going to step off the back slope of the mound, climbs back up the hill. Mora steps back in as well. The 1-2 windup from Dillon is poked at, just reached for by Mora, hit in the air. Should be playable for the right fielder who will settle underneath it. And Clemens makes the catch to retire. The side, the Colt 45s threaten yet again, but they leave him stranded over there at third. That was a leadoff man, Mark Anthony Carroll. As we head to the top of the fourth inning here in this scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s. It's great to have you with us here in this first game of a three-game weekend series between the Petaluma Athletic Edge Express and your Redding Colt 45s. It's the first pitch from Cook to the righty Jelani Mason, hit in the air to Rogalski in center, playable for him. He will squeeze it for out number one. One pitch, one out. We'll bring up JT Summers, who reached on the E5 his last time up. The DH tonight, batting in the three spot for the Express. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance as Cook shakes off Zanny a couple of times. Now kicks and deals. Chopped at the plate. Foul back to the screen. Make the count 0-1. No balls and one strike to JT Summers. Playing out of Santa Rosa Junior College. Now the 0-1 from Cook, working off the first base side of the rubber. Skips all the way past Zanny to the backstop for ball one. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Unable to get a piece of leather on that. Went all the way to the backstop. Tried to pick it off the dirt, but couldn't quite do it. Here's the 1-1 from Cook. Right on the inner half. Called strike two. Fastball. Caught the bottom of the zone. One ball and two strikes. Cook winds and deals the 1-2. Hopped up, foul, out of play. Back behind the screen. Toward the parking lot. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. Derek Robinson Jr. is actually on this roster for the Athletic Edge Express. Swing and a miss for JT Summers. Comes up empty, fastball on, in on the hands, ties him up inside as Cook gets another strikeout. That is his fourth. For Ty Cook.
First baseman, number 21, Brady Boy.
In that outing, it was against NBO, but also against the Aggies. He had 9 strikeouts. His first pitch to the right-hand hitting Brady Boyd. Fouled back to the screen for strike one. Brady Boyd also rocking the socks up high. The 0-1 from Cook. Bounces it in there to even up the count at one ball and one strike. As I was saying, Derek Robinson Jr. played for the Fairfield Indians last season. He's actually on this Petaluma Athletic Edge roster. So some Colt 45s may actually get to see a bat they saw last year, just with a different team. Here's the 1-1 to the right-hand hitting Brady Boyd with a wide-open stance deep in the box. And then he's bent in. He sets up low and in. Huge cut and miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes here in the scoreless top of the fourth with two out. This one's chopped foul to hold the count at one ball and two strikes. Here on MLB night at the ballpark, the first game of a three-game weekend series as we drop below triple digits now with the sun fully starting its descent. And the light's on here at Tiger Field, but still a long time from taking full effect. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Cook. Foul tipped into the glove of Zanny. He holds on, and the side is retired. The Athletic Edge Express go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in a scoreless ball game from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. Here in Redding, California, it's the bottom of the fourth inning, a scoreless ball game between the Petaluma Athletic Edge Express and your Redding Colt 45s. Due up is DeCanio Mar and Manduhano. DeCanio, last time up, grounded out to the third baseman, Nick Andrews, making a fantastic play. Here in this bottom of the fourth, right in hitting DeCanio out of Reedley College, steps into the box, patrolling left field again tonight. He hit for the cycle last weekend against the Rose City Rosebuds. He takes a breaking ball in the inner half called strike one. Hit for the cycle in game one of the series on Thursday night, and then on Friday opened up that bottom of the first inning with a 3-run shot. He takes a fastball just a bit upstairs to even up the count at 1-1. Luke Gillen winds and deals the 1-1. Swing and miss for strike two. Fooled him on the fastball. DeCanio way ahead of it. One ball and two strikes, nobody out. Luke Gillen with the hands over his head as DeCanio chops this one to Nick Andrews over at third. Strong throw at first, picked by the first baseman, Brady Boyd, yet again. A fantastic play from Nick Andrews on the backhand. He was about 2 feet in front of the rim of the outfield grass there in the back corner behind third base. And just wound up and threw it across, and a great pick by Brady Boyd. Round number one. Now Sam Marr to the plate. Marr grounded out to the first baseman his last time up. He fouls this one back to the screen for strike one. In a scoreless bottom of the fourth inning between the Athletic Edge Express and your Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 from Luke Gillen. Foul tipped again for strike two. Marr will go for a little walk and recollect himself. Readjust his batting gloves.
Thank you, Dave. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Seems to be having some technical difficulties with them. And the home plate umpire is going to help him out a little bit and dust off home plate the rest of the way. Sam Marr blocking the batting gloves with that hand pad on the front part of his left hand. His front hand in the stance. Now the 0-2 pitch from Dillon. This is low and away. 1-2. Luke Gillen with that hands above the head delivery. Again, old school type of windup a la Raleigh Fingers. The 1-2 pitch popped up toward the first baseman, who into foul territory in front of the dugout will settle underneath it. None other than, of course, the first baseman, Brady Boyd. He's been flashing the weather a lot tonight so far. A couple of picks and now getting underneath that baseball rather quickly. That is out number two for Isaac Mandujano, who walked his first time up.
Now batting from Dos Palos, California, playing out of Fresno City College.
Playing out of Fresno City College, the third baseman Mandujano to the plate. Right-hand hitter, facing off against Luke Dillon, who has been cruising tonight. The righty out of the windup, winds and deals. This is way upstairs, goes all the way back to the screen. Looks like it might have slipped a little bit. That's ball one. To the right-hand hitting Mandujano. A 1-0 with two out, nobody on. Here in the scoreless bottom of the fourth, fastball catches the bottom of the zone to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Luke Dillon winds and deals the 1-1, misses up and in for ball two. Mandujano worked that four-pitch walk his last time up. Two balls and one strike. Now Dillon winds and deals a 2-1. Swing and a miss. Chase the high cheese. Move the count to two balls and two strikes. On the Colt 45's third baseman. In a scoreless bottom of the fourth, Dillon shakes off his catcher, Mason Cox, now winds and deals the 2-2. Breaking ball. Freezes Mandujano on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three call. He is gone. A looking to end the inning. And the catcher, Mason Cox, was already tossing the ball underhand back toward the mound and headed off the field. He knew it was strike three. The side is retired as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Ty Cook out there for the top of the fifth inning in a scoreless ball game. Tonight here from Tiger Field in the wonderful Redding, California. Ty Cook already with five Ks. He's facing off against Mason Cox, Caitlin Clemens, and Clay DeMar. Caitlin Clemens and Clay DeMar, two of the five strikeouts tonight for Ty Cook. Mason Cox, his last time up, was thrown out by Mandujano on that overturned play at first. Here's the first pitch from Cook. Misses low for ball one, breaking ball that didn't catch the bottom of the zone. Cook winds and deals off the first base side. It's a chopper toward Carroll at shortstop. Handles the chopper, quick flip to first, where it's picked by Mora. And 6-3 for out number one. The Colt 45 stored around the infield. We'll bring up Caitlin Clemens, who struck out looking his last time up. Right-hand hitter. A right fielder for the Athletic Edge Express. Playing out of West Valley College. Takes a fastball in the near half, a called strike one. No balls and one strike. With one out in a scoreless top of the fifth inning, Cook ticks and deals the 0-1. This is low and away. It's even up the count at one ball and one strike earlier this week. The Colt 45 split the midweek two-game set against the Cal State Peloteros to move their record to 23-3 on the year. The 1-1 pitch is bounced in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike as Zanny gets a new baseball. Cook peering over his glove. Winds and deals a 2-1 pitch. This is just a bit inside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Only the second three-ball count for Ty Cook. And we're in the top of the fifth inning of a scoreless ballgame. The 3-1 delivery from the righty off the first base side is a line shot toward Carroll, leaping for it to his left. It goes off his glove and it will land on the rim of the outfield grass. Safe at first is Kalen Clemens. Kicked off the heel of his glove. That's going to be an E6. Diving to his left, took one step to the left, and lunging for it, went right off the pocket, part of the heel of his glove, really, and then bounced into shallow center field on the rim of the outfield grass. And now instead of two away and nobody on, it's one out with one on for the right hand hitting Clay DeMars, who struck out swinging his last time up. He takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Runner on first being held on by Mora. The 0-1 from Cook out of the stretch. Foul tipped at the plate for strike two. No balls and two strikes for the right-hand hitting left fielder. A small lead at first from Kalen Clemens. Quick pickoff attempt on over there is not in time. Diving back with the left hand easily was Kalen Clemens. Colt 45 is at double play depth, looking for a twin killing to head to the bottom of the fifth here in this scoreless ballgame. The 0-2 pitch from Cook, runner going, is a breaking ball swing and a miss, throw down to second base by Zanny is a bit high and not in time. DeMars strikes out swinging. That's the sixth strikeout and the second out of the inning, but safe at second base with the stolen base is Kalen Clemens. And I take that back. He was actually retired over there at second base. Thought the call came in that he was safe.
We have a successful frozen pitch.
And the side is retired. We're halfway through our ballgame tonight. Still scoreless as we head to the bottom of the fifth here from Tagger Field in Redding, California. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local. Keep your home in winning shape and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s, saying thanks for tuning in. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Friday night edition of Colt 45s Baseball. It will be Green, Zanny, and Carroll due up the back end of the lineup for the Colt 45s here in the scoreless bottom of the fifth inning. Luke Dillon facing off against the 7-8-9 hitters for Bob Anderson's lineup tonight. Here's the first pitch from Luke Dillon out of the windup. Is a little flare toward right field, but it will fall for a base hit. Green is aboard. Another hit for the Colt 45s. That is their third of the night. Their fourth, rather. My apologies.
Now it'll be right-hand hitting Brandon Zanny to the plate.
Catcher, number 28, Brandon Zanny.
As they're shifting the umpires over to make sure they're all clear on what could happen next here. The field umpire from third base having to shift over back in front of the second base bag to the right field side on the infield grass for Dylan Green, who will likely be in motion here. So line shot, ground ball to the shortstop, handled, flips to second for one, the relay to first, in time, and 6-4-3, quickly two away. Zanny hits into a double play. Goes from nobody out and one on to nobody out and two gone for the Colt 45s. It's going to be the nine hitter, Mark Anthony Carroll, to the plate, who singled and stole second his last time up before he would get over to third base via the ground ball from Colby Raphael. He ended up perishing over there. Here's the first pitch from Dylan. It's a fastball in the outer half. Called strike one. No balls and one strike with two outs. In a scoreless bottom of the fifth. The one fastball right down Broadway for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes on the right end hitting Mark Anthony Carroll. The 0-2 pitch from Dylan sails it. High, misses way upstairs. One ball and two strikes here in front of a rather quiet crowd on a Friday night here at Tiger Field. The 1-2 pitch backs Carroll off the plate. Even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Some smoky air, but we're dropping down to 99 degrees now with shadows covering the whole field. There's a breaking ball lined in a right field for a base hit. Carroll gets his second hit of the night. And the fourth hit for the Colt 45s. He is aboard for the leadoff man, Trajan Rogowski, to the plate. Clouds all around us, but bluebird skies up above with the sun starting to set here in the scoreless bottom of the fifth with two outs. The Colt 45s looking to get some offense going in front of a rather quiet crowd here tonight. Swing, miss from Rogowski for strike one. Again, the lights on, but far from taking full effect with a slight breeze blowing in from right center field. Brady Boyd holding on the runner at first. That's Carroll. The 0-1 is a line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Carroll will hold at second base as the center fielder Jelani Mason quickly plays it back in. Rogowski gets some sort of revenge on Luke Dylan, who had struck him out looking twice tonight already. A couple runners aboard for the Colt 45s with two outs, looking to get a two-out rally going here in this bottom of the fifth inning. And if Danny didn't hit into that double play, we'd likely be in a very different scenario, but the Colt 45's threatening here with a runner in scoring position. The first pitch through a fail is a line shot up the middle, off the pitcher, backhand by the second baseman, trying to throw off balance. No play, he's going to throw home, and out at home is Mark Anthony Carroll. What a play by the second baseman. He was looking like he was going to make an off-balance throw toward first. Quickly thought better of it, back near where the shortstop plays. Went home. Carroll was rounding third. He was out by a mile. The tag applied by the catcher, Mason Cox. A fantastic play by Tyler Nordyke of the Athletic Edge, and the side is retired. The Colt 45s strained a pair. They threaten, but they fail to score as we head to the top of the sixth inning in what is still a scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate, sponsored by the Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate.
As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, the voice of your Redding Colt 45s. It's great to have you with us here on a Friday night edition of Colt 45s Baseball. It's going to be Nick Andrews, Kyler Nordyke, and then the top of the order, Darren Millar, to the plate for the Athletic Edge Express. First pitch fastball misses up and in on the hands for ball one. A fantastic play by the second baseman kept this game scoreless after a fail was beaming down that first baseline. And the second baseman thought better of trying to make the crazy off-balance play back to the left field side of second base, decided to go home with it where he nabbed Mark Anthony Carroll, who had rounded third, trying for home and tried to get the easy run. Now a 1-1 count on Nick Andrews, the right-hand hitter with a wide-open stance. Cook winds and deals the 1-1. Misses in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike with nobody out in the scoreless top of the sixth. The 2-1 pitch from Cook. The inside corner right at the knees will even up the count at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch from Cook. Chopped the plate, barely staying alive. Is the right-hand hitting third baseman Nick Andrews. Two and two. With nobody out and nobody on in this top of the sixth inning. A slight breeze blowing in from right field. Cook winds and deals the 2-2 pitch. It's a chopper up the middle, just out of the reach of Cook, back behind second base. Carroll moving to his left. Sidearm throw to first in time for the 6-3 putout. We'll bring up Tyler Nordyke, who was the second baseman that nabbed Mark Anthony Carroll in the bottom half of the fifth. Making the smart play instead of trying to go to first, realizing Rafael was going to be safe due to his speed. Tyler Nordyke, right-hand hitter, wide open stance as Zanny sets up low and in. First pitch on the inside corner, called strike one. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. The 0-1 pitch from Cook, breaking ball right on the inside corner, a called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 with one out. Is in on the hands, chopped toward the shortstop. Mandujano is going to make his way over. Quick throw to first on the run. Bare hand in time. Picked by Mora. What a play again by the third baseman Mandujano, but what a play on the back end by Andrew Mora. It was a slow roller that was past the reach of Cook, who was coming off the hill in his landing spot. It was right toward the shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll, who was a couple steps in front of the rim on the infield grass. A couple steps on the dirt in front of the rim of the outfield grass, rather. And Mandujano, moving to his left, was able to get a good angle on it. Bare hand throw to first, where Andrew Mora, with the stretch and that 6-4 frame, able to pick it on the dirt. It's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting leadoff man, Hayes Darren Millar, for strike one. Darren Millar has struck out swinging and grounded out tonight. Here's the 0-1. To the right-hand hitter is a chopper, again to the out of reach of Cook, but called foul. A little bit of a late call there. Mandujano over to handle it. That's strike two. No balls, two strikes, and two out. As Cook rubs up the baseball. Cook peering over the glove.
Now kicks and deals the 0-2 to K's Darum Allaire. Now Darum Allaire is going to call time and step out of the box. The shortstop for the Athletic Edge Express out of Petaluma, California. Here's the 0-2 with two out. This is upstairs. One ball and two strikes. With two outs and nobody on, as the wind has started to pick up just a little bit here at Tiger Field, enough to cool things off rather quickly. The 1-2 pitch with two outs from Cook. This is low and away. 2-2 to the leadoff man, who is 0-for-2 tonight. In the top of the sixth inning of a scoreless ball game, Cook winds and deals the 2-2 delivery. This is inside for ball three. Huge hole up the middle with Farrell shifted a couple of steps over toward the third baseman, Mandujano, for the right-hand hitter. The payoff pitch with two outs. Breaking ball foul tipped back to the screen, and we'll do it again. High drama here in this ball game between the Athletic Edge Express and the Colt 45s. We're scoreless in the top of the sixth. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs for the Athletic Edge. Right in hitting Darum Allaire. Readies now, even stance in the right-hand batter's box. Cook winds and deals the payoff pitch. Hit in the air towards center, breaking back as Rogowski. Drifting back underneath it, playing the wind will settle. And squeeze it for the out. K's Darum Allaire gives it a ride, but not quite enough. And the side is retired as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs, replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Church Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Six.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Popped up by DeCagno, Luke Dillon calls for it. He'll handle it himself to the first base side of the mound. That is out number two after the ground out from Andrew Mora. Quickly two away. For the right-hand inning, Sam Marr, who has grounded out and popped out tonight. The DH for Bob Anderson's ball club. Right-hand hitter is Dillon. Winds and deals, bounces it in for ball one. It's the first pitch. This is inside. This makes count two balls and no strikes. Luke Dillon working in this bottom of the sixth inning. He winds and deals a breaking ball, and this is low and away. Ball three, three balls and no strikes to Sam Marr with Brandon Zanni on deck. My apologies, Manu Hanna on deck. And the 3-0 is a fastball in the inside corner. Make count three balls and one strike. So Marr steps out of the box, takes a couple practice runnings. Now ready, steps back in. Luke Dillon winds and deals the 3-1 pitch. A line shot and through a 5-6 on the left side for a base hit. Line shot into left field for a base hit will bring up Manu Hanna. The left fielder, Clay DeMar, plays it back. Manu Hanna has walked and struck out looking tonight.
Number 33, Isaac Montejano.
Digging in from the right side. Brady Boyd holding the runner on at first. First pitch from Dillon is in the dirt. Kicks away from the catcher momentarily. Quick back tip. Back pick down to first base. Not in time. Diving back again. Is Sam Marr. Now with the dirty uniform, Marr takes his lead at first. Dillon winds and deals a break ball, swing and a miss from Manu Hanna to even up the count at one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery from Dillon out of the stretch is fouled back, out of play.
We got one. And that ball brought to you by Justin.
One ball and two strikes now after the foul ball. Right over the screen, back toward the parking lot. Here's the 1-2 with the runner on first. Dillon out of the stretch. It's an off-speed hit in the air towards center, playable for the center fielder, Jelani Mason, who settles underneath it and will squeeze it as we head to the seventh. Still in a scoreless ball game after the side is retired. The Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score here in the bottom half as we head to the seventh. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today. Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Ty Cook still out there for this top of the seventh inning. Most innings he's pitched this season
has been a total of 7 innings, and that was against the Alameda Anchors back on June 27th. Colt 45s would end up losing that baseball game after the 5-run explosion, I believe it was. Might have been 4. Might have been less, but I believe it was off of Nolan Bentley. A bunch of goose eggs up on that scoreboard for both teams. As Cook winds and deals a chopper toward Mondohano, charges in, throws off balance over the head of Cook for out number one. Another 5-3 put out for Mondohano. Jelani Mason retired. Now JT Summers to the plate, who reached on that E5 back in the first inning. On deck is Brady Boyd, who's grounded into a double play and struck out swinging.
Designated hitter, number
25,
JT Summers.
JT Summers with a wide open stance as Cook winds and deals. Fastball catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike one. Cook winds and deals the 0-1, a breaking ball right at the belt on the inner half, called strike two. Great pitch there from Ty Cook. Drop that 12-6 curve right into the zone. 0-2 with one out and a scoreless top of the seventh inning. The 0-2 pitch from Cook off the first base side of the rubber is fouled out toward the Athletic Edge bullpen to stay alive for JT Summers.
That foul ball brought to you by Gulf Leak Supplies.
Now the 0-2 with one out. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter, deep in the box, calls time. Summers is going to step out. The 0-2 pitch, skips past any elevator to the backstop. To make the count, 1-2. Here's the 1-2 from Cook with one out. As he winds and deals the 1-2 pitch. Fouled back again, out of play. And we'll do it again. Now the 1-2 again from Cook off the first base side of the rubber is a fastball. Ring him up, strike three called. Got him looking. Just caught the knee on the outside corner. Great pitch from Ty Cook. It's a fastball. Just caught a piece of that plate. That is another strikeout added to the resume tonight for Ty Cook. He's got a total of 7. His season high is 9. That came on June 19th in the start against NBO, where he went 5 innings. Cook peering over the glove. Wide open stance for the right hand hitting Brady Boyd, the first baseman. Pitch misses inside for ball one. Breaking ball. Didn't quite catch the zone. The Colt 45 is rocking the home whites with the yellow sleeves. The Athletic Edge gray pants, the blue tops. Another off speed. Misses low for ball two. And a scoreless top of the seventh inning. Cook winds and deals the 2-0 to the right-hand hitting Brady Boyd, the first baseman who's been flashing the leather tonight for the Edge. Huge cut and miss for strike one. Blew a fastball by him. Get the first strike of this at-bat. Center fielder Rogowski shaded a couple of steps toward left. The 2-1 pitch from Cook. Right down Broadway for strike two. Nailed a fastball in there at high octane to even up the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch from Cook with 2 outs. This is low for ball 3. Now the count fills. Cook will go for a little walk around the hill. Now readies. The payoff pitch with 2 outs. Fouled back out of play, and we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes in the top of the seventh. A scoreless ball game with two outs. Cook winds and deals off the first base side of the rubber. It's a line shot foul on the third base side. Almost took out the umpire. That's how close it was. The infield shifted the pole just a couple of steps on the right hand hitting Brady Boyd. As this epic battle continues, the payoff pitch from Ty Cook to the right hand hitting Boyd. Foul tipped back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes, and a few foul balls. In a scoreless ball game, a scoreless top of the seventh thus far. Here's the payoff pitch again with two outs from Cook. Swing! Cook blows the fastball by him. As we continue here in the scoreless ball game, it's time to stretch here from Tiger Field. The Colt 45-0 and the Athletic Edge also 0. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today. This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town, you've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for you art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. It's Brandon Zaney with a one-out base hit into center field. He'll get a courtesy runner.
out there swinging on a fastball, dunked it over the shortstop's head and into center field for a base hit. Smoky air around us as the lights have taken full effect here in Redding, California, and what's turning into a little bit of a breezy night, sitting at 97 degrees. But a beautiful night for baseball nonetheless. It's going to be Mark Anthony Carroll, who's been the hottest hitter tonight. He's 2 for 2. Runner on first is Adam Reyes, the courtesy runner. For Brandon Zanny, who got on via the single. Adam Reyes with some speed. Now the 0-1 on the inner half again for strike two. No balls and two strikes to Mark Anthony Carroll with one out and the runner on first, the athletic edge at double play depth. This one's fouled back to the screen. As the count holds at no balls and two strikes, Adam Reyes on the year is 5 for 6 in the stolen base department. Could have the green light here. The 0-2 pitch from Luke Dillon is popped up back of first base. The first baseman Brady Boyd giving chase in foul territory just misses the baseball as it cuts away into foul territory. And staying alive by the skin of his teeth is Mark Anthony Carroll. Carroll will make his way back to the batter's box and step in. Now readies again. Luke Dillon looking for a double play. Here's the 0-2 with one out. Misses upstairs. Reyes with a rather large secondary lead, but doesn't seem to be going over there at first. Now the 1-2 pitch. Misses high. Two balls and two strikes with one out. The smoky air around us giving a little bit of a foggy effect to Tiger Field. Here's the 2-2. It's fouled out of play down the first base side. And we'll do it again. Again, the runner on first, that's Reyes. Two and two with one out. Luke Dillon kicks and deals. It's a line shot over the first baseman. Boyd's head is into right field for a base hit. Over to cut it off as the right fielder. Into third is Reyes. A strong throw to second base is going to hold Carroll at first. And now there's runners at the corners with only one out for the Colt 45s here in this bottom of the seventh inning. And Mark Anthony Carroll continues his reign on the athletic edge parade. He's 3 for 3 on the night. Going to be the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski to the plate. Right-hand hitter out of Rockland, California. The leadoff man in center field. Runners at first and third. The first baseman, Brady Boyd, holding on the runner at first. That's Mark Anthony Carroll, who already has a stolen base tonight. First pitch misses inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. There's the 1-0. Misses high. Carroll readies. Now Dillon deals a fastball on the inside corner. Move the count. Two balls and one strike. Mark Anthony Carroll over there at first trying to deke Dillon. Pretended to take off towards second base. Reyes with a short lead at third. The 2-1 pitch. The bottom of the zone catches the knees of Rogowski, who has had a tough strike zone all night tonight. He struck out looking twice and singled. So he's 1 for 3. Two balls and two strikes. As Dillon, the righty, comes set on the first base side of the rubber. out of the stretch. The 2-2 fouled back out of play down the first base side over the dugout of the Athletic Edge Express. Rogowski steps back in, slightly open stance, deep in the box. The 2-2 from the righty, Luke Dillon, searching for two on the infield. The runner going, his breaking ball taken upstairs, throw down to second base, is going to be on a hop, kicks away from the second baseman. He's going to somehow stay near it. That puts runners at second and third. Reyes staying at third. A stolen base for Mark Anthony Caro, who has had himself quite a night. And now the Athletic Edge Express draws the infield in. And a 2-2 count, and runners at second and third. The 2-2 pitch is a ground ball toward the third baseman, who's going to look back. The runner at third, that's Reyes, throws the first in time, where the tag is applied to Rogowski, making his way down the line. 5-3 put out. Reyes diving back to the bag at third after it was a rocket of a ground ball toward the third baseman, Nick Andrews, who handled it, extended his hands to tag out Reyes, the runner, who made a matrix maneuver, dove back to the third base bag. And now, again, the first run of this ball game is still 90 feet away, but two outs for the Colt 45s, and it lies in the hands of Colby Raphael. It's the first pitch from Luke Dillon, misses low for ball one. Andrew Mora on deck should the inning continue. Dillon out of the windup, the 1-0. It's a fastball in the inside corner right at the knees. Called strike one. One ball and one strike. Luke Dillon not having to pitch out of the stretch with both runners at second and third. Raphael, little chopper towards second. Second baseman charging. Gloves throws the first in a hurry. Not in time. Reyes will come in to score. And the Colt 45s now have a one-run lead on the hustle from Colby Raphael. Just off the end of his bat, a chopper out of the reach of Luke Dillon, and it went toward the second baseman, Tyler Nordyke, who did everything he could to get to it quickly, glove and throw on the run to first base, but it was not in time. Now Andrew Mora with runners at the corners in this 1-0 bottom of the seventh inning. Mark Anthony Carroll moved up to third base on the play. Here's a 1-0. With Raphael running, pitch taken upstairs, throw it on to second base is not in time. Colby Raphael gets another stolen base on the year. That one is number 23. That puts two runners in scoring position and a 2-0 count on Andrew Mora, the left-hand hitter. Luke Dillon takes and deals in the dirt, smothered by Mason Cox for ball three. Andrew Mora on the year has walked 25 times. Looking for 26 here. A 3-0 count. Luke Dillon kicks and deals. Misses wide. And Mora works a four-pitch free pass. That will bring up Dom DeCagno, who's 0-for-3 tonight. A week ago, he had that three-run home run in the bottom of the first inning that helped the Colt 45s explode for a nine-run inning where they sent 15 batters to the plate. The night before, he hit for the cycle and had five RBIs. Dom DeCagno, with the bases loaded, has a chance to blow this game wide open. It was goose eggs until this inning. He takes a first-pitch fastball on the inner half. A called strike one. Now the 0-1 misses low. DeCagno steps out, readjusts his batting gloves a little bit. Now picks and deals. This one's hit in the air toward left, but playable for the left fielder. Reaching up, will squeeze it on the run just in front of the warning track. The Colt 45s threaten. They score one, and they take the lead. But the side is retired, and they leave them loaded. As we head to the eighth inning. The Colt 45s now up by a score of 1-0. Ty Cook still out there. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here with KCNR Shasta Redding on a wonderful Friday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. It's going to be Mason Cox to the plate for the Athletic Edge out of Petaluma, California. Right-hand hitter, facing off against Ty Cook. Breaking ball in the outer half, called strike one. Cook winds and deals the 0-1 to the righty. On the inner half, called strike two. There is some activity out in the Colt 45 pen here in this 1-0 ball game. Here's the 0-2 from Cook. On the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. Mason Cox knew it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. He's gone a-looking. And that is the ninth strikeout and the 50th strikeout of the season for Ty Cook.
Now batting. Right fielder, number 17.
Now the right fielder, Kalen Clemens, to the plate. Right-hand hitter, open stance. As Cook winds and deals. This one's popped up. Mora giving chase into foul territory toward the back end of the dugout, and will squeeze it in foul territory, retreating back for out number two. Two away in this top of the eighth inning. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting Clay DeMars off the plate for ball one.
Number 15, left fielder, Will Toker.
It's actually Will Toker. Pinch hitter. Here's the 1-0. It's a chopper toward the shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll, from the rim of the outfield grass. Throws it to Mora, who jumps and climbing the ladder just gets a piece of the glove on it, but safe at first is Toker. Hustling down the first baseline, Mora actually colliding with Toker momentarily. An E6 on the play. Out of Santa Rosa Junior College. Played at Vintage High School up there in Napa. Now it's Lucas Schaefer to the plate. Takes a fastball on the outer half. Called strike one. Pinch hitting for Nick Andrews. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Here's the 0-1 with two out and the runner on first being held on by Mora. On the inside corner at the knees, called strike two. Hook comes set. The 0-2 pitch. Runner going. Misses inside. Throw to second by Zanny is not in time. And now the tying run in scoring position with a 1-2 count for the pinch hitter, Luke Schaefer. Now the infield shifts the pull just a little bit on this right-hand hitter with Green staying close to second base to hold Will Toker there. Here's the 1-2 pitch from the righty Cook off the first base side of the rubber with two outs and a 1-0 top of the eighth. Just off the plate. A breaking ball didn't quite catch the zone. That evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in this top of the eighth inning, Ty Cook now pitching with a lead after the Colt 45s got one in the bottom half. Here's the 2-2 pitch with the runner at second base. The outfield shaded toward left. Cook looking him back. Now kicks and deals the 2-2. Swing! Tied him up inside, and the side is retired. Ty Cook gets his 10th strikeout of the night as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to KCNR. Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here from Tagger Field in Redding, California. For the Colt 45s, they have finally scratched one across. They have the lead in this ball game. Brady Boyd now playing third base for the Athletic Edge Express, and Lucas Schaefer, who pinch hit for Nick Andrews, is in the game at first base. Nick Andrews now out of the game, but still in the game and pitching for the Athletic Edge Express is Mr. Luke Dillon, who's had himself quite a fantastic outing. He's only allowed one run and has made the Colt 45s strand a fair amount as well. He's walked a pair and struck out four. Leading things off will be Sam Marr. He'll be followed up by Mondo Hano and Dylan Green for these Colt 45s. First pitch, it's a breaking ball in the outer half called strike one, and Luke Dillon still has his stuff working for him. The lights here at Tagger Field on and taking full effect, but it's almost like a fog or marine layer. It's a breaking ball catches the outer half for strike two with this smoky air around us that's still healthy air, but just a little bit of a very dramatic and cool effect as this breaking ball misses low. Good take from Sam Marr. 1 ball and 2 strikes. And Marr takes low and away. Keeping up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two with nobody on, nobody out. here in this bottom of the eighth inning. The 2-2 pitch on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. That is the fifth K for Luke Gillen for the Athletic Edge Express out of Petaluma, California.
And I'm batting. Third baseman, number 33, Isaac Mondahano.
Now Isaac Mondahano to the plate. As the umpire helps one of the little kids here at Tiger Field recover a stray baseball that made its way under the netting somehow. Might have been a stray baseball from the edge warming up in the before we got to the bottom half of the inning. Mondahano puts a swing on this one, lines it up the middle, ducking out of the way with the glove thrown up in front of his face is Luke Gillen, but he can't get a handle on it.
And the
Mondahano with the single. His first hit of the night. Now the right-hand hitting Dylan Green to the plate. He's 1-for-3 with a single, a strikeout, and a flyout. Dylan Green out of Folsom College in Roseville, California. Hits this one in the air toward right center. The center fielder giving chase, and he's not going to get it. It's going to land over the wall. Dylan Green hits it out. It somehow kept carrying. Now the outfielder's motioning that it bounced. Not quite sure what's happening now as Mondahano and Green makes their way around. Now the umpire out to talk to the head coach who's saying that his outfielder's motioning that it bounced. Now the umpires and the Blues crew are going to talk things over and see what they saw. It's actually starting to get a little bit smokier here. They're saying it's a ground rule double, the dugout shouting for it, and we'll see what the scoring is. And it's times like these where I wish I had a color commentator to have another pair of eyes on that, but it looked like it bounced on the warning track and just, instead of short hopping the wall, ended up making its way over the wall, so it should be second and third, but we'll see what the umpires decide here. And they're calling it a home run. Dylan Green hits it out here at Tiger Field. And the Athletic Edge is very upset with that call. And it landed well beyond the fence, but the center fielder giving chase, that was Jelani Mason, was motioning as it was landing over the wall with his arms up, which is the universal baseball sign language, if you will, for something happening. And now the head coach of the Athletic Edge, Jeff England, very upset with the umpires. He's chatting it up rather loudly from that dugout as he walks off the field. It's now 3-0. The Colt 45's up after that two-run shot from Dylan Green. Now Brandon Zanny to the plate with one out. Takes a fastball on the outer half. Called strike one. And I do believe that Jeff England actually got tossed from this ball game. There's the 0-1 pitch on the outside corner for strike two. Dramatic tension now rising even more so with the Colt 45s up by a score of 3-0 and the Athletic Edge with limited baseball left to play. Zanny watches a breaking ball miss for ball one. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 misses up and in. That'll even up the count at two balls and two strikes. On deck is Mark Anthony Carroll, who is 3-for-3 with a couple of stolen bases. He's been the thorn in the side of this Edge team. The 2-2 pitch to breaking ball fouled back out of play toward the parking lot, which will keeps down at two balls and two strikes. The wind dying off a little bit here. Zanny takes a fastball in the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. He knew it. He was headed back to the dugout before the umpire even rung him up. Now it'll be the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. That was the sixth strikeout for Luke Gillen. Here's the pitch from Dylan. It's popped up on the infield. The second baseman calling for it, Tyler Nordyke, will settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three. And the side is retired, but the Colt 45s get two on the two-run shot from Dylan Green as we head to the ninth. And Jeff Eaton still out here to talk to the home plate umpire. He wants to settle this dispute. Todd Cook will be back out here going for something pretty cool when we return after this word from our sponsor, Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to this top of the ninth inning. It's Tyler Nordyke due up along with the top of the order, Kays Darrow-Millaire and Jelani Mason for the Athletic Edge out of Petaluma, California. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Just misses. Even up the count. One ball and one strike to Tyler Nordyke, who's grounded out twice tonight. This one's popped up towards shallow center field. Going out for it is Dylan Green, but Rogowski calls him off. That's out number one. Now will be Kays Darrow-Millaire to the plate, the shortstop, who's 0 for 3 tonight.
23, Kays Darrow-Millaire.
Hook readies. Working off that first base side of the rubber here in this top of the ninth inning. Right in hitting Darrow-Millaire to the plate. Picks and deals. Fastball catches the bottom of the zone. Called strike one with one out. Now Cook, sign from Zanny. Lines, deals the 0-1. The line shot toward Carroll at shortstop, handles it, throws across to Moore at first base. 6-3 is out number two, and that will bring up Jelani Mason for the Athletic Edge. Left-hand hitter, even stance.
Now batting. Center fielder, number 99, Jelani Mason.
Left-hand hitter, deep in the box, as then he sets up away. Here's the first pitch with two outs. Misses wide for ball one. Hook picks and deals the 1-0 with two outs. Misses low for ball two. Zanny tried to bring it back into the zone. Cook working off the first base side of the rubber. Peers in at Zanny. Now winds and deals the 2-0 pitch. Waved at swing and a miss. To make the count two balls and one strike. Jelani Mason. Now Cook. And it's 3-0. Top of the ninth inning with two outs. The 2-1 pitch to the lefty. On the outside corner at the knees. Called strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Ty Cook trying to go the distance. The 2-2 delivery from Cook. He's going to plunk Jelani Mason in on the thighs. He turns away from it. And he will take his free base.
You have made me bad.
Ty Cook will get a new baseball and go for a little saunter around the hill before he faces off against JT Summers, who has K'd twice and reached on an error tonight.
Designated hitter, number 25, JT Summers.
Ty Cook out of the stretch. Glove at the hip. Ball dangling by his back leg. Now winds and deals, misses wide for ball one. One ball and no strikes with two outs. Here in this 3-0, top of the ninth inning, the Colt 45s looking to improve to 24-3 on the year. Here's the 1-0, runner not going. Zanny thought about a back pick to first base, decided to not pull the trigger. Mora holding on the runner at first. That's Jelani Mason, the center fielder for the Athletic Edge Express. Cook, the glove tucked up by his belt, now comes set, working off the first base side of the rubber. The 1-1 pitch with two outs here in the top of the ninth. Misses wide, kicks away from Zanny, who quickly smothers it and gets back to that baseball. 2-1 to the right end hitting JT Summers, who's reached on an error and struck out twice tonight. Should the inning continue, Brady Boyd on deck, who's grounded into a double play and also struck out twice tonight. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. 2-1. With two outs in the top of the ninth inning, Ty Cook working with a 3-run lead. The 2-1 pitch from the righty is grounded toward the shortstop. Carroll gloves, flips to second for the force, and the game is over for the Colt 45s. They win by a score of 3-0. Ty Cook gets himself a complete game shutout and only gave up one hit. Complete game shutout with two hits for Ty Cook. A fantastic outing from the righty. Colt 45 has improved to 24-3 on the year. Unfortunately for Luke Dillon, who had a fantastic outing, he is the losing pitcher tonight. 8 innings, 3 runs, a couple of walks. He struck out 6. And he allowed 10 hits. Still a great outing from him. For the Athletic Edge Express, no runs on 2 hits, no errors. They left 2. For the Colt 45s, 3 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors. They left 8. Final time of the game was 2 hours and 5 minutes. We'll see you back here tomorrow night and Sunday night at 7:15 start time. Pregame show will start at 7:05. Thanks to Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio engineering things for us tonight. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s, saying thanks for listening, and please drive safely. The final score from Tiger Field tonight here in Redding, California, is the Athletic Edge Express 0 and your Redding Colt 45s 3. Another one bites the dust.
An interesting area for a lot of people, because as these influencers, these Hollywood people were saying, Trump is using the military to break up a demonstration. Well, I mean, if a demonstration goes wild, right? If a parade goes wild, they're sending in the SWAT team. I mean, this is kind of how it works in real life. You have certain tools as a law enforcement professional, and you use them as needed. So, of the two of us here, you're the one with 37 years of experience as a cop. Talk to me about, you know, some of the craziest stuff you've seen as a cop, as a sergeant, and when it comes to protests and large assemblages.
We've had them in Miami. Back in 2003, we had the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, and I was part of the training committee for my department where we trained 1,200 officers to deal with the upcoming demonstrations. They have happened around the country and around the world, and we had to get ready for it because they've destroyed cities. Remember back in 99 when Seattle was destroyed?
Oh, wow, yeah.
So we had to prepare for that. We learned from other departments. We trained for 4 months nonstop, getting our personnel and other police departments ready for the demonstrations. In general, we had peaceful demonstrations until the Thursday in November of 2003. Where it got really stupid. And we had fights breaking out. We had people attacking our officers. And we made dozens and dozens of arrests. And they were throwing anything they could at us. Slingshots, right? That's a favorite tool
of
these.
Like rocks and stuff?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And perfect example. You know the aluminum light poles that we have in the streets?
Yeah.
They're held down with these big steel nuts.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
On
take those off?
On the bases. They take them off and they throw them at us.
Wow.
In addition to that, what they do is they collect their human waste in 55-gallon drums, female menstrual discharge.
No way.
They put them in buckets. They throw them at us. They put acid and chlorine into bottles and try to spray it in the officers' faces. And then, of course, what you've seen lately are the Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
Well, when you're going to be throwing a bottle of flaming gas at police, that is deadly force.
Sure.
I can tell you what we were going to do down here. Fortunately, we didn't see it because the professional protesters, and we know that a lot of professional protesters are sent around the country to start things up. And then get the locals involved. If you are going to throw a flaming bottle of gas at us, we're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. That's right.
People don't mess around
us.
In Florida. Right. Sarge, stand by right there. We're going to come right back and finish that thought. Amigos, we're on with Sergeant Bert Gonzalez, and we're going to get him to weigh in on why the left is interfering, the impact of that, as well as his thoughts on El Chapo's kids getting indicted on drug charges. All of that's coming up, plus your calls coming up right after that. 833-4-VALDEZ. Don't go anywhere. Sergeant Bert Gonzalez coming right back, and me, Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Guzman Lopez's international drug flow could now be exposed in a carefully coordinated plea agreement. Ovidio Guzman Lopez tipped his hand last week with this court filing in New York, signing off on his intention to plead guilty to federal charges in Chicago.
Given who he is, the position he occupied, the profile of this criminal organization, it means a lot.
Former federal prosecutor and ABC 7 chief legal analyst Gil Sofer says it's impossible to know the terms of that plea agreement.
It could range everywhere or anywhere from many years in jail still, given how many years he could have served, to witness protection program for himself, to witness protection program for members of his family.
Perhaps former investigators say the real tell came when Ovidio's older brother delivered Sinaloa kingpin Ismael Zambada to waiting federal agents in El Paso, Texas last summer. Both were immediately taken into custody and have pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking charges. Now, as the youngest son of the El Chapo drug dynasty prepares to plead guilty, investigators say this could be where the Sinaloa cartel crumbles.
So is this where the Sinaloa cartel crumbles? I don't know. I tend to be a cynic when it comes to these things, and I think likely no. There's, you know, and if it's Sinaloa that crumbles, Jalisco comes up and picks up the slack. The real question is, how can we curtail the demand in the United States? I believe that's a real question. But I want to get some input from our guest, because Sergeant Burke Gonzalez spent 37 years as a cop in Miami. He's done seen it all, from the cocaine cowboys to the protesters to people trying to wash up on shores and jet skis, I'm sure. Sergeant Burke Gonzalez, when you hear about this arrest of El Chapo Guzman, and some say it wasn't an arrest, that they turned themselves in because they cut a deal, what are your thoughts? I don't know if you have any inside baseball on this, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
I don't really have inside baseball, as you say, Rich, but based on my experience down here, like you said, when we had the cocaine cowboys in full force in the mid-'80s, early and mid-'80s, you're always looking to make that arrest and then flip that person to get the bigger guy, the bigger fish after him,
right.
And then after him, and then after him. I think they had evidence on him that he wasn't going to be able to escape. And to use an old phrase, they made him an offer he couldn't refuse. But like you were saying, I am skeptical about bringing down the entire cartel because they're going to regroup. They're going to change locations. They're going to change faces. If the Mexican government is involved, I personally think that they are. I don't have any direct evidence, but they've been operating unfettered for decades in Mexico. So I have to think that there's government corruption there. But I think what's going to end up happening if they don't hide him, that they're already looking for him, and he's probably going to get killed, mm-hmm. and maybe his family, because that's the way they work. We mostly had the Colombians and the Cubans down here in Miami during that time. And the Cubans looked at it as a business, and the families were left alone. The Colombians, if you wrong them, they'll kill your whole family. The Mexicans have taken it to a whole level that we haven't seen. And I don't think it's going to bring them down. I just think they're going to regroup, and another group's going to come up, and it's going to continue. You did touch on the real problem. We keep asking for the drugs.
Yeah.
If we weren't asking for the drugs, they wouldn't have a market here for it.
Yeah, and we have demand not only for drugs, for child prostitutes, to all sorts of crazy stuff that people are into in this country. And I guess that's the downside of the excess that we have, the largesse that this country enjoys. But, Sarge, when you talk about this stuff, and obviously you have some experience in that, it seems to me that there's likely a deal somewhere, right? These people want money. They probably have a gazillion dollars in Bitcoin somewhere, and that's probably the leverage that the government has. A, they have El Chapo, and B, they're saying, look, we're going to lock up your whole family. We're going to take all your assets. We're going to take all your money. You know, we'll let you keep some of your money if you give us this, this, and this. That being the case, do you think that they're able to survive something like this, or do you think it's guaranteed that the guy's a goner?
Nothing's guaranteed, but if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I think eventually they're going to find him because they're going to throw money at everybody and everything to try and find out where he's at. And this is a problem that the marshals are going to have, trying to keep it under wraps in witness protection. Nothing's perfect. You know, they do their best. These are very dedicated individuals. I've worked with the marshals. They're great people, great cops. But these cartels, they just seem to be able to find their way through, you know, all the red tape, so to speak. And I don't think he's going to last in the long run. It doesn't work that way in the narcotics world.
Now, you made another comment that I have a similar view, right? And here's my view. I believe that the Mexican government is kind of weak and subservient to the cartel's massive power. This is at least the operation, the assumption I operate under. What if it's the other way around? Any talk about that? Is it maybe that, you know, it's the government that's calling the shots and the cartel are the evil henchmen?
You know, I wouldn't put it past that. Our folks in the DEA would know better than I would. I did street level narcotics. And, and then we ended up working with our main narcotics bureau, and then we would get involved with the DEA occasionally.
Yeah.
Is the Mexican government calling the shots? I don't know. It's hard
to say.
It's
always seemed like they were the number two.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said it's always seemed to me like they were the number two, but it's always seemed to me like they were always involved.
Yes. At some level, they're always involved. I think that's why there's been a lot of calls for our military to be on the border, special forces to start taking out cartel members, because it is a war. It is absolutely a war. If you look at the border patrol officers we have on the border, they're not just cops anymore. They're soldiers. because of everything that's happened down there over, I mean, we're talking about the decades, but then especially the last 4 or 5 years. So the government is complicit somehow. I'm certain of that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Now, Sarge, we're going to wrap it up here, but I want to make sure everybody has a chance to follow you and learn more about everything you're doing. Tell everybody where they can learn more about your commentary and follow the work that you do.
Well, I have a new website up, SergeantMaverick.com. That's SGTMaverick.com. And I have all my op-eds on there. And I've just started a podcast, and I've got the first episode up. And
nice. Where do people hear that?
It'll be on, it's on Spotify and YouTube under Sergeant Maverick, the podcast.
Outstanding. Folks, give them a follow, support the cause, check them out. And Sarge, I want to thank you for being here. Sergeant Bert Gonzalez, retired from Miami-Dade PD. You're a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Rich. Take care. Be safe.
You too. God bless. And amigos, your calls are coming up right now. Open Phone America. The phone lines are open. Maryland, Ohio, Idaho, and more ringing in right now. Where are my people in New York? Where are my people in Oregon, California? Where's we got people in Philly, South Jersey. What's going on? I want to hear from you. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veoza, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veoza can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veoza and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veoza if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veoza. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veoza.com. That's Veoza.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
I want to say thank you for what you do. You people speak the truth.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, to the phones we go. Let's see, where do we...
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
There are several theories out there. There's one theory that Jeffrey Epstein himself was a CIA asset and that he was doing this stuff to get dirt on foreign governments, which is why he did it on behalf of the CIA. Now, that's kind of crazy, but when you think about it, the CIA's done plenty of kind of crazy things, including the Maidan Square stuff, in my opinion, the revolution in Ukraine for regime change there. During Obama's term in office, they used the CIA to interfere with the Israeli election. So it wouldn't surprise me that that was something that was going on, but they asked Pam Bondi, why is there a minute missing from this? And she gave a very clear explanation that the video camera resets every hour at 11:58 to 11:59, and that's why there's an hour missing, and there's that same hour's missing every hour. Whenever you review the tape, every hour, that hour's missing. That minute is missing every hour. They asked another question, and she gave a very clear answer. And they asked a third question, and they said, what do you know about him being an agent? And she said, I don't know anything about him being an agent. I'd have to get back to you on that. That was her answer, which was a non-answer, a very safe answer. So I don't know. It would not surprise me in the least. I've also heard that he was not an agent of the CIA, that he was an agent of Israel's intelligence agency, Mossad. And I don't know the answer to that either. So what I do know is that this story is big. There's a lot of people that have known about it for a long time, myself included. People have told me about it way before it was brought to the forefront, and I took it as rumor until it became a thing. And apparently there are a lot of people that have a penchant for sexually abusing young children, and it's an expensive habit, a demonic habit, but an expensive one. So these people are usually very successful, and apparently it includes heads of state and others that needed to have their anonymity in this process. So Epstein guaranteed that. Now, there was talk about him having all this blackmail material. Again, now the United States is saying, oh, no, that's not the case. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know that we'll ever know. If you ask me, this goes down with the other two files she said she had on her desk that day, MLK and JFK. I don't think we'll ever know the truth. We will have heard the truth from documentarians, from authors, from some eyewitnesses, from people that dare to opine on a story that's different than the current narrative. But ultimately, I think it's going to be your guess is as good as anybody else's. Marcia, thank you for your call. I appreciate you joining the show. Excellent contribution. Shout out to WNIR. And I will continue. Let's see, where do I go now? Lester, Daytona Beach, Florida, WTTB. Go for it.
Thank you. I'm going to say something that I've said before on your show. And it's that I believe that part of the reason for the lunacy from these people that are supposed to be capable is I think there's a return of voodoo to this country.
You might be right.
And I want to say that Napoleon Bonaparte, he made the Louisiana Purchase sale to Thomas Jefferson, because he knew that there was a lot of voodoo in New Orleans, and he was under the false assumption that the voodoo traveled up the Mississippi River And he had, since Napoleon had such a bad time in Haiti with the Grand Army losing in Haiti, he didn't want anything to do with anything that might have done with voodoo.
Well, you know what, Lester? That may be the case. I mean, there is a lot of interesting culture that comes out of the Big Easy, right? So I don't know for sure. What I can tell you is I have eyes and I can see. And I could see that there is spiritual warfare going on in our country every day. The devil is running amok. When you have boys becoming girls and girls becoming boys and people shooting people willy-nilly, shooting at the cops, people defending the people that are shooting the cops, you know that all hell is literally breaking loose. So that's what I got on that one. Now, we've got, let me see, we've got David in San Francisco, KSFO, go for it.
Rich, if you're talking about voodoo out of Louisiana, then we got to wonder about Speaker Mike Johnson. He's pretty much renounced Christianity. And are you familiar
Speaker
with
Mike
how
Johnson
he
has
froze?
Not renounced Christianity?
Sure he has. Taking care of the sick. Nope, he didn't want to do that. Taking care of the poor. Nope. Doesn't want to do that.
Well, you see, David, the problem here is that the Bible calls for us to render unto God what is God's and to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. So if I am called as a matter of my faith to take care of the sick and to feed the poor or to house the poor or feed the hungry, that is a call that I do myself of my own accord, not with other people's money, as a steward of theirs, as a government official. So I think good on Mike Johnson for doing those things. To say that he's not a Christian or he's renounced Christianity shows how, A, ineffective your argument is, and B, what a tremendous lack of understanding you have about the faith. It would do you well to visit a church or maybe even just pick up a Bible. Godspeed to you, David. Amigos, I'm coming right back. Open Phone America continues.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable, no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
All right, to the phones we go. Let's go to Allen, Oakland, California, KSFO. Quickly.
Yes, hello, Rich. Well, AG and the Defense Secretary, Secretary of State, are the closest positions to the president. Two of them have defense. The president has the economy. Bondi has immigration. These are very, very big plates. And something as small as Epstein is just simply too small a thing to even think about. All of their agendas are very future-looking, and the president can only support his AG. And Bongino made a huge mistake, and he should be writing a big apology.
Well, listen, I'll weigh in on this. I don't know the extent of how much of this is actually going on, but I do know I support everybody, honestly, on this. I think you raise a point with the agenda of the Attorney General being an important one. I would disagree on the point that something as small as Epstein, I would submit that I think that is a huge problem with huge national security implications, huge just national implications or even international implications, geopolitical ones as well. So I think that it's not as small as we may be making it out to be, and I think that's the position Bongino's taking in making this principle stand, if in fact this reporting from CNN and Axios is accurate. So this is a time-will-tell type of thing. We'll see what happens over the weekend and into Monday. I'm sure, you know, cooler heads will prevail once tempers calm down, but I don't think this is a temper tantrum type of thing. I think this is a matter of principle, standing up for children that have been trafficked, abused, and raped. And that's not something any of us should take lying down. Alan, thank you for your call. KSFO in the building. Let's see. What else do we got here? We're going to go to Justin Frostburg, Maryland, WCBC. Justin, quickly.
How are you doing today?
Wonderful.
Okay. I just wanted to ask a question, really. I have a problem getting a home. I'm a 45-year-old veteran. I have only two bills, my truck payment and my insurance, which is getting ready to be done. And I get 100% connectability. I put money away every month to try to get a home and also try to get the VA to help me, you know, with the VA loan. But everything that I submit or ask them, they will not okay it. Nothing. I can't get it okayed. And then I learned from
listen,
my grandpa.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I've got nothing to do with the VA, but I support you because you fought for our country and served in uniform. And I say you need to reach out to Doug Collins, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He's a righteous dude, and he's been doing the right thing from what I can hear. So Godspeed to you on that. Justin, thank you for the call. Debbie in Canton, Ohio, I appreciate your call. I can't get to you right now, but I want to wish you the best weekend. And you're right. If there's no client list, why is Ghislaine Maxwell still in jail? Excellent point. All right, amigos, hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends, it's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Rescue workers continue the search for flood victims in Texas. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Texas Congressman Chip Roy says people in his state are holding up with strength and prayer.
We accept and we grieve, but we move on. And, you know, there was that image that was obviously created that someone circulated of those little girls wearing Camp Mystic T-shirts racing to be embraced with Jesus. And, you know, I think that tells you the perspective of people here. And it runs deep in Texas, as it does in so many places in the country, but particularly in Texas, particularly in the South, people have perspective.
Salem Media, parent company of SRN News, is rushing emergency relief supplies to Texas through the Christian nonprofit organization Food for the Poor. More information on donating is available on the website hughhewitt.com. Meanwhile, President Trump, along with First Lady Melania Trump, visited the disaster area Friday. The United States is sending weapons to Ukraine by way of NATO.
The president said the U.S. is selling weapons to its NATO allies in Europe so they can provide them to Ukraine. He told NBC that NATO is paying for those weapons 100%. Ukraine badly needs more U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia's ballistic and cruise missiles. The president has repeatedly expressed displeasure with Russia's Vladimir Putin and recently held constructive talks with Ukraine's president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
ICE opens a child labor trafficking investigation into two California marijuana farms after agents found 10 kids during a raid that saw almost 200 illegals arrested. During the raid, ICE agents faced more than 500 rioters trying to disrupt the operation. One was caught on camera firing a gun at agents. President Trump has also directed ICE and DHS to arrest rioters throwing objects at vehicles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Support for President Trump's deportations has surged among Hispanic voters in the space of 2 months, according to a new poll. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The survey conducted by polling firm Signal between July 1st and 2nd revealed that the percentage of Hispanic voters that strongly supported the deportation of people in the United States illegally rose by 11% between May and July of 2025. The poll was conducted on 1,500 people and had a margin of error of plus or minus 2.5 percentage points. Among Hispanic voters, 50% supported deportations and 48% opposed. It was a 7% increase in overall support since May among this demographic, with an 11% rise among those who say they strongly support the policy. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The son of notorious Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo has pleaded guilty to U.S. drug trafficking charges. Ovidio Guzman Lopez is the first of El Chapo's sons facing similar charges to enter a plea deal. News and analysis at townhall.com. Wyoming is welcoming its first new coal mine in 50 years.
But the Brook Mine in northern Wyoming won't rely on coal to make money. Ramaco Resources plans to process the coal to extract rare earth elements, it says are present in profitable quantities. Rare earths are a family of 17 metallic elements used in technologies like wind turbines, electric car batteries, and military targeting hardware. China supplies almost 90% of the world's rare earth elements, and the Trump administration is seeking to encourage more U.S. production. John Scott reporting.
Federal appeals court panel tossing out a plea agreement that would have allowed the mastermind behind the 9/11 terror attack to escape the death penalty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, accused of spearheading the attacks and under the plea agreement, he would have been able to plead guilty in exchange for escaping the federal death penalty. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Remarkable. The Fox News people have a different headline. Their headline is not quite like the Euro News. Immigration operation at California cannabis farms, plural, cannabis farms. And I used to go there when I lived in Santa Barbara. I would drive through the farm fields in Camarillo with some frequency, some regularity, often to go to Point Magoo, the naval base along the coast there where Ronald Reagan would come in and out of there on Air Force One. And you drive through there and it smelled like, I'll just say fertilizer. It smelled like fertilizer. They had, what do they call that? Humus. I think they call it humus, a liquid fertilizer. And it smells like fertilizer. And drive through those big farm fields. Now they're cannabis fields because the Democrats are making everything better. And the kids are going nowhere. Well, their genitals might be going someplace, but the kids are going nowhere. So immigration operation, that is illegal aliens, that the Democrats defend to the end because they love slavery and illegal aliens. Immigration operation at California cannabis farms, plural, leads to clash between federal agents and protesters. It's the they're rioters and they're violent criminals attacking federal agents, just like elected Democrats in Congress and the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, and, you know, Democrats. So protesters clash with authorities using tear gas and smoke bombs at state-licensed cannabis sites. State-licensed cannabis sites. And here's the thing. They found illegal alien children there being used as labor in California and the United States because, you know, Gavin Newsom wants to be president. President of what? We don't know. Maybe president of the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico. Soon we're going to have bodies hanging upside down under bridges because that's what you see where the cartels rule the roost. And the Democrat Party, they're in bed, all lubed up with the Sinaloa cartel and the other cartels. Multiple agents arrived at the Glass House Farms. And they were throwing rocks. Did you notice that? They were throwing a lot of rocks at the agents. And they're from the Glass House Farms. Now, see, they're not Americans. They don't have American traditions. They don't understand that people in Glass House Farms shouldn't throw rocks. A state-licensed cannabis facility, that's marijuana, which is considered illegal under federal law, and that's in Camarillo, California, near Point Magoo. Federal authorities had a warrant for illegal employees, and the Democrats love to yell that you can't arrest people and you can't deport people and you gang members should move in with your daughter and shower with children in junior high school. And the Democrat Party is mentally ill and criminally insane, violent and dangerous. Another raid also occurred at another Glass House farm in Carpinteria. Carpinteria, it's Carp. That's all this bit south of Santa Barbara where I lived for 7 years. And it was a lot better then because the communists had not come in with the stated intent of destroying the country by fundamentally transforming it into a third world beephole. But that's the Democrats. People were seen confronting the agents who used tear gas and smoke bombs. Confronting is a euphemism. Federal personnel used tear gas to push back protesters, rioters, violently assaulting federal agents who arrived on the scene after getting word of the raid. Now, wait a minute. They used tear gas, smoke bombs. Federal personnel used to push bash the protesters who arrived to the scene after getting word. So the word went out that there was an illegal alien immigration raid, and the Democrats fanned the flames, and they shook the bushes, and all the illegals came out and attacked the federal agents. Military helicopters were also seen flying low. The Democrats are turning our country into a third world hellhole, and they're creating a civil war in our country involving foreign gangs and cartels. And the Democrats are in bed with the foreign gangs and cartels. That's not hyperbolic. That's just true. That's what the Democrat Party is. So military helicopters and federal police with helmets and rifles and body armor and camouflage being attacked by an army of illegal aliens using illegal alien children at the marijuana farms in California. We are Mexico. Oh, Mexico. Never really been, and I don't want to go. So a maneuver of the military helicopters flying low, a maneuver generally used to flush out people in hiding. It's becoming increasingly apparent that the actions taken by ICE are bold and aggressive, demonstrating, listen to this now, insensitivity toward the, she says, towards, the direct impact on our community. Your community is an army of illegal alien drug traffickers. Your community ought to be in Sinaloa with the Sinaloa cartel. That's Louise MacArthur, the mayor of nearby Oxnard, and she's a Democrat. She said that in a social media post. These actions are causing unnecessary distress and harm. Yeah, so is putting mass murderers in prison, but only to mass murderers. I remain committed to working alongside our attorney general, who's a communist in California, and the governor's office to explore potential legal avenues to address these activities. You mean to defend the Sinaloa cartel, the marijuana industry, and the use of illegal alien child labor with no labor standards of any kind, obviously. This is why they love communist China, too, where they abuse children. They make your Nike shoes so that LeBron James can buy the fuel for his Gulfstream jet and his helicopter wherever he goes. You know, but slavery is good when it puts money in your pocket, as LeBron James believes. Footage captured by the news outlet shows several people being detained. They're being detained. Oh, no, the poor people, they're being detained. They're illegal aliens attacking in a cloud of tear gas, attacking federal agents while working on a marijuana farm using illegal alien child labor, which is illegal, illegal, illegal. It's illegal all over the place. Remember, illegal immigration is illegal. The Democrats don't believe that. The Democrats are on the side of whatever is illegal. U.S. Attorney General for the U.S. Attorney, rather, for the Central District of California, Bill Essay, I know how to pronounce it. It's Essay Lee, said the FBI has offered a $50,000 award. And they said award, not reward. It's an award. Maybe you get a trophy with it, too. $50,000 award for information leading to the conviction of an unknown suspect who appeared to be firing a pistol at federal law enforcement officers in Camarillo. The Democrats are out there firing rifles, combat-style assault rifles, at federal law enforcement. Democrat members of Congress are violently attacking federal law enforcement on behalf of illegal alien gang members, drug traffickers, child sex traffickers, human traffickers, the people that lead to tens of thousands of American deaths in the United States every year. The Democrats are fighting for more of that and more shooting at federal law enforcement, more helicopters. It looks like a third world country in the middle of a civil war. And the Democrat Party is 100% responsible for this. Joe Biden and that gang that he runs with, you know how they are. Isn't that amazing? The shooting occurred July 10th of 2025. That's yesterday at approximately 2:26 p.m. Approximately, they don't have the seconds there, just approximately 2:26. On Laguna Road between Wood Road and Las Posas Road. Yeah, I've driven on Las Posas Road many times. Four people were transported to the hospital, the Ventura County Fire Department said. Three additional people were treated at the scene without being transported to the hospital, Fox Los Angeles reported. Sure. U.S. Representative, radical extremist, Salud Carbajal. Salud Carbajal, representative, U.S. representative from California, said he went to the scene of the raid in Carpinteria, saying 50 ICE agents arrived at the farm. Yeah, that's because you guys have created combat zones everywhere, you Democrats. And what did Carbajal say? This is deplorable. This should not be happening on our soil. Yeah, you're right. They're all here illegally, you moron. And we shouldn't have pot farms in California where illegal aliens and child labor are being used to grow pot so the kids can get stoned so they can shoot at cops. This is the Democrat Party for you. Individuals dressed like military personnel on our soil. What? Now, these are the federal law enforcement he's talking about. This guy's a Democrat member of Congress, and he should be expelled from Congress. We don't do that in America. Well, we do now because of you, Carbajal. This was overkill. This was ridiculous. This was a bunch of crap, he said. This guy ought to be expelled from Congress this afternoon. They should start articles of whatever you need to do to remove him. I think you need a special election, and let's have this guy. We'll catapult him over the border at Tijuana. He can land in a whorehouse with relatives, I think. Thursday's raid, one of many that have happened in Southern California, much to the anger of local and state Democratic officials. Just Democratic officials, because they're an ongoing criminal enterprise. They're called the Democrat Party. Earlier this week, immigration authorities were in MacArthur Park in Los Angeles, which is not just a bad song, but also a place where illegal aliens meet to sell drugs and fake IDs to illegal aliens. And immigration was conducting raids in MacArthur Park, where someone left the cake out in the rain. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, also known as Big Mouth Bass, she's known because she talks a lot, so she's known as Big Mouth Bass. That's, and she kind of looks like a fish. That's true too. In California, Gavin Newsom condemned the operation, yeah, because enforcing the law in California is against the law, and the and American sovereignty is against law in California because Democrats and the Trump administration, they condemned the Trump administration and ICE because they haven't demonized them enough, because there haven't been enough Democrats shooting and illegal aliens shooting the cross-dressing transgender illegal aliens. Well, those were in Texas. They weren't even illegal aliens. They were just cross-dressing Democrats who formed a band of 12 and attacked with multiple combat-style assault rifles. This is, at what point is the Democrat Party waging their second civil war against the United States of America? The Democrats, just amazing. Kids running from tear gas, crying on the phone. Wait a minute, the illegal alien kids that are being used as illegal child labor are on the phone in Camarillo because their mother was just taken from the fields where she was illegally being paid illegally, hired illegally by the landowners. That's what the governor said. Kids running from tear gas. Why are there kids in the pot fields? Illegal alien underage kids working as laborers. And this is what the Democrat Party has done. Oongla boongla. Remember when Barack Obama said the fundamental transformation of America, and we all better learn Spanish because they've got, new slavery and it's illegal aliens. Gavin Newsom said, Trump calls me new scum, but he's the real scum. And then he started shooting federal agents with a rifle from a rooftop. All right, I made up the last sentence, but only the last sentence. Man, I've got the response from Customs and Border Protection coming up.
Instead of worrying about whether immigrants can learn English, they'll learn English. You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
A few years ago, my youngest son had something minor turned into something very major in a matter of hours.
It was MediShare that came through for us, and there was no hassles, there was no problem.
That's what's so wonderful about knowing that you're a part of such an incredible ministry.
MediShare is a biblical approach to healthcare where Christians share each other's medical expenses.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life.
MediShare isn't insurance. It's a nonprofit ministry over 30 years old, and members have shared over $8 billion of each other's medical bills.
We don't have to spend so much on health insurance. You can focus then on supporting other people.
MediShare is affordable.
MediShare is biblical.
MediShare is family.
Join thousands of Christians who can help you save on your health care and support your family when you need it. Call 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself.
Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
What if the dollar was no longer the world's reserve currency? According to former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff, that future is coming faster than you think. His new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, reveals how rising debt, inflation, and global de-dollarization could lead to a full-blown currency crisis, one that could wipe out retirement accounts tied to the stock market or the dollar. That's why Advantage Gold is giving away free copies of this urgent book when you schedule your one-on-one precious metals appointment. You'll learn how to legally move your IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver. Avoid taxes and penalties using a little-known IRS-approved strategy. And how to receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you qualify. Protect your retirement before it's too late. Call 800-324-9902 now. That's 800-324-9902. Or visit AdvantageGold.com to claim your free copy. There's no cost, just the truth. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Ah, yes. The Democrats. They're quite unwell. Very, very unwell. They love attacking Stephen Miller in the Trump White House, too. They're very unwell. But the head of Customs and Border Protection, the commissioner, Rodney Scott, said, here's some breaking news. 10 juveniles were found at this marijuana facility, all illegal aliens. 8 of them unaccompanied. It's now under investigation for child labor violations. And the Democrats will fight you hammer and sickle, hammer and claw. They're on the side of crime and criminality. And as long as it's anti-American and bad for America and for civilization, then the left is for it. All right, let us take a phone call, Michael. Let us go to Gene calling from Youngstown, Ohio. Gino, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for this opportunity. And first, I just want to say I drive while I'm listening to you. I'm working. I'm driving. I'm a courier. But I got to be careful because sometimes you just make me laugh so hard I almost run off the road. But anyway.
Well, you got to be careful out there. We don't want any crashing, just laughing.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think. Yeah, the other day it was like the Fruit of the Loom frappe, which you said Democrats were making. with their genitals. Anyway, are Democrats basically going to eventually all self-immolate? Because with all the devil stuff they're doing, the debauchery and the crookery and everything else, aren't they on the road to hell? Eventually they're going to burn.
Well, eventually I'd say that's a guarantee. But just when is the question? We actually, we're talking today about the Democrat that self-immolated at the Israeli embassy. So many Democrats have self-immolated, it's hard to keep track, but Aaron Bushnell screaming, Palestine will be free, while he set himself on fire. Perfectly mainstream Democrat. That's a Democrat. He was in the Air Force when he self-immolated. Pretty amazing stuff. Are they going to self-immolate? You know, maybe they should have an after-school Satan club, which they do across the country. Maybe a gang self-immolation.
You're on fire, stupid!
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Slave labor and child slave labor is just part of the process. So just amazing. And then they're still attacking Stephen Miller. These people really have mental problems, big mental problems. And their mental problems lead to murder and rape and chaos. And also, you know, they say that it's instead of supporting the businesses and workers, that's the pot growers and illegal aliens. That's what he's talking about. The pot growers and illegal aliens supporting our businesses and workers. You need like the liberal to English translation dictionary for this one. That drive our economy. Growing pot in California with illegal alien child labor. That's what drives your economy and our economy in the United States. Because that's what the Democrat governor, who wants to be president, the governor of California is saying. and then at Miller's direction. He has no idea that Stephen Miller has ever even uttered a word about any of this in a meaningful way. At Miller's direction, Trump's agents, those are U.S. federal law enforcement agents, continued to detain U.S. citizens. There are no U.S. citizens being detained by ICE. This is another giant lie talking point of the Democrat Party. But they live by the axiom that was laid out for them by the propagandists for the Socialist Workers' Party in Germany in the 1930s and 40s. And that is, a lie told once remains a lie. A lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. And the Democrat Party is the lie told 1,000 times. They're going to be back to the bullwhip and the plantation in no time, just like the Democrats of the old days. At Miller's direction, Newsom said, Trump's agents continue to detain U.S. citizens and racially profile Americans. When he says Americans, he means illegal aliens from any hellhole anywhere in the world. That's his definition of Americans. Ripping families apart. I'm sorry. You know that Barack Obama was the deporter in chief, and Barack Obama deported many, many more times, not just more illegal aliens, but multiple times the number of illegal aliens Barack Obama did than Donald Trump has, including his first term in office, but never mind that. Ripping families apart. You guys are the most anti-family party since the Soviet Union fell. And disappearing parents. They love to use that third world banana republic language because they're projecting their own sensibilities. They're basically communists, these people. They're polished, wealthy communists who are here to destroy the world. Disappearing parents and workers, using the Soviet lexicon, into cruel federal detention centers. I remember when Barack Obama threw those children in the chain link fence cages, and then they blamed Trump for it, until it was established perfectly that all those photos were taken while Barack Obama was the deporter in chief. They couldn't be bigger hypocrites if they set out to become bigger hypocrites. So the cruel federal detention centers, to meet their self-imposed arrest quotas. There are no arrest quotas. They're enforcing the law of the United States of America, but the Democrat Party is 100% against that. And they will shoot you if you're a federal law enforcement agent. And then when a Democrat shoots you, a cross-dressing transgender member of a gang of 12 that targeted an ICE detention facility in Texas, shot one federal agent in the neck with a rifle while attacking. It's amazing they weren't all gunned down and killed. But that'll come soon enough, and then the Democrats will blame the police, as they're doing right now. You know, you guys waved in the illegal aliens, the illegal alien children. You guys green-lighted the pot farms, the marijuana farms. And then when the law is being enforced, then you attack law enforcement because you're third-world tree dwellers. Honestly. Man, oh, Manischewitz, isn't it amazing? The Democrat mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, has demanded that the federal government end such operations in the city. This in Camarillo and Carpinteria, that's not Los Angeles. So, but they are raiding in MacArthur Park, where someone left a cake out in the rain. Los Angeles and 8 other cities have sued the Trump administration, calling the tactics used by federal agents unconstitutional. I think Big Mouth Bass is unconstitutional. Her very existence is unconstitutional. They love to call everything unconstitutional. And the news media, because they're just no good. Our news media is just no good. The news media never said, when a Democrat pounds the table and says, it's unconstitutional, everything. You know, Trump had a sandwich at lunch, and that's unconstitutional. He rode Air Force One today, and that's unconstitutional. Just amazing. And no reporter ever says, well, what is it that he's doing that's unconstitutional? Because that would stump them. That would end the conversation right there. Nothing is unconstitutional about federal law enforcement enforcing federal law as passed by Congress, even in California. Although we should talk about California leaving the Union. And then the Chinese could invade it, and we'll get on to the next phase of human history. Amazing stuff. So they're suing Los Angeles and 8 other Democrat lunatic cities that want more murder and more crime. They've sued the Trump administration saying something is, and then the, in the news media, just the word unconstitutional is in quotation marks, arguing that they're being used to instill fear rather than to protect the public. That still wouldn't make it unconstitutional, but you and first of all, you just made that up. They're just doing it to instill fear. And they're saying they're targeting brown people because they wish more illegal aliens were Scandinavian. German, maybe. We need some Swedish illegal aliens here. Man, oh man, a shevitz, I am telling you. Oh, speaking of which, they're more anti-Semitic than ever, too, the Democrat Party. Truly amazing. And I've got a great deal more for you outside of California. Columbia University protester and jihadi and genocidal Jew-hater, genocidal anti-Semite Mahmoud Khalil, who the Democrats want to date their daughters. Mahmoud Khalil files $20 million lawsuit against Trump administration. The Associated Press is very excited. They're with Mahmoud Khalil, who wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth and declare global intifada, is to say global jihad, armed warfare against the Jews from the river to the sea. And that the Democrat Party will put on their armbands and defend that to the death. They're going to choke to death hanging themselves in a closet. You know, it's autoerotic asphyxiation. The Democrats love that. It's one of their recreational pursuits. Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, so Mahmoud Khalil, another hero of the Democrat Party, just like Luigi Mangione, he's just amazing stuff. And we were talking about it today, Michael Piercy and I, and from the river to the sea means wipe Israel off the face of the earth, the only Jewish state. And global intifada means hunt down Jews wherever they are on the planet and shoot them with rifles, blow them up, suicide attacks, you know, all the usual jihad stuff. And he lied, Mahmoud Khalil, on his application for a student visa to go to Columbia University, Ivy League. And he's inciting this Nazi-style anti-Semitism. And then he has the temerity to go around calling other people fascists, which is kind of funny. Also, did you see the Democrat, what was it, teachers union? Right? Was it the teachers union screaming about the terrible Republicans and calling them fascists? And they misspelled the word fascist. And they're teaching the next generation. We might be doomed, but I think we can save ourselves. Isn't that amazing? Also, a beautiful, wonderful story. I want to get back to that Mahmoud Khalil story. Also, President Trump has found a brilliant solution to the Democrats want eternal war because the left loves death more than you love life. They've stolen Al-Qaeda's slogan. You know, their Al-Qaeda slogan was, we love death more than you love life. Now the Democrats love death more than you love life. The pro-life party, they're the pro-death party. But they want eternal war in Europe and in the Middle East. And the left, you know, there was no war in Europe when Trump was president first time around. No war in the Middle East when Trump was president. In fact, he got three agreements, peace agreements between Arab states and Arab nations and Israel. But never mind that. No Nobel Peace Prize for you. That goes to Barack Obama and because of melanin levels. But Donald Trump has said, okay, we'll get weapons to Europe, but I don't want the U.S. being stuck with the bill. So he's come up with an ingenious solution, just wonderful, and I want to share this with you, too. Donald Trump has said, we're going to send the weapons to NATO. NATO, our NATO allies, will buy the weapons from us. So they're buying from us. We get paid for them. Then our NATO allies can move the weapons to Ukraine after they've paid for them, since the war's in their backyard again. How many of your problems do we have to solve for how many centuries? And this is just ingenious. I think it's wonderful. Great. Great, great, great. Man, oh, manischewitz. That's what I'm telling you. All right, let us go to a telephone call. Michael, let's go to Jerry, calling from the great state of Mississippi. Jerry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, thank you for saying the great state of Mississippi, because that's what I told your call screener.
Excellent. I did not know that.
Mississippi.
That's great.
I'm retired here, Chris. I'm a native Californian, and Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer, oh, there were two more. Gosh, some 30-plus years ago is the reason I still follow politics today.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this guy, and man, brother, I'm telling you right now, my heart bleeds for California. That is the most beautiful state I grew up in what I can only explain as the last of the Reagan era. California had good Democrats, good Republicans. Honestly, I think when Schwarzenegger came in is when it all turned.
Yeah.
And the illegals started flooding in, and then they asked Schwarzenegger, hey, what do you think about all these illegals? And Schwarzenegger said, and I quote, I'm glad they're here. I'm glad they get to use these resources. Look it up.
Wow. I believe
that was the beginning, my friend. I left California not long after that when they reelected Jerry Brown.
Right.
I mean, I said, okay, I got to leave now.
Yeah.
And it's sad. And I don't know what to think anymore, my friend. These people want civil war. They want to play cowboys and Indians. Do you really want to play cowboys and Indians again?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, they started the first civil war to protect the right to have slaves on their plantations and bullwhips and raping children. And now, what are they defending? Cheap, illegal, foreign labor, which is kind of the 21st century version of slavery. And they abuse them and use them and toss them aside. And then they lecture us and call us fascists and Nazis for enforcing the existing laws as passed by Congress.
And let me add this real quick. When I grew up, we had lots of migrant farm workers. I grew up in the San Joaquin Valley, Northern California.
Yeah.
They brought them in the busloads during harvest, during planting.
Yep.
They have housing for them. I grew up with their kids, man. You ever been to a quinceañera? It's the best thing on the planet.
Yeah, 15-year-old kids. The girls being celebrated.
Yes, sir. Or even a wedding, my gosh. But anyway, you want to find out who's really angry about this illegal immigration stuff? Talk to the legal migrants in California who have worked their butts off.
Yeah.
And then Nancy Pelosi came up with that Delta Smelt thing, and I watched generations of farmers lose everything they had.
Yeah, cut off water to the Central Valley, which was used to grow their crops because they had to save a 1-inch fish that, you know, of which there are hundreds of billions. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi and just amazing stuff. Yeah, and you're right. The people are wonderful. And we had these guest worker programs. We called them for generations, right, Jerry, in California and across the country. And then, harvest time, people are waved into the country from points south, and they're paid, and they stay for a period of time. They collect their money, then they go home every year. It happened forever. And we pretend that never happened.
Well, thank you for your time, Chris. And hopefully, man, California can straighten out. I would love to see my home state before I die, but I'm not going back there until they figure some stuff out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as you know, I lived in Santa Barbara for 7 years, and there were great, great years. And California and Santa Barbara were great, and Camarillo and Carpinteria and Los Angeles and the mountains and the beautiful place and guest worker programs. And the Democrats, the left, and that's the Democrat Party, they've blown everything up, and now they're daring us to rebuild it. And if you're looking for the fascists in this discussion, I can point you to them.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
A life-saving stat for you. Did you know that 80% of strokes are preventable? So how can you manage your heart health at home on summer vacation or between doctor's visits? You can with the most advanced personal EKG on the market, CardioMobile 6L, the world's first FDA-cleared 6-lead personal EKG. It can detect up to 6 of the most common arrhythmias, including AFib, a leading cause of stroke, and gives you 6 times the data of any smartwatch at a fraction of the cost. Now, you may think this is going to be hard to use, but it's not. It's so simple. Records right to your phone, anytime, anywhere. To make it even easier, right now, CardioMobile 6L is 10% off. Just go to cardiomobile.com. That's CardiaMobile.com or Amazon, and use the code 106LPLANT. That's the number 106LPLANTE to get 10% off your CardioMobile 6L today. Sponsored by AliveCore.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs,
National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-299-6444. 800-299-6444. Again, that's 800-299-6444.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, GoldCo. GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst and cancer champion Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. Join our team to help fund game-changing research that saves lives. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over the odds. V is for victory over health disparities, victory over setbacks, victory over the unknown. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join the V Foundation team and help save lives.
Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind, it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
We've got a great deal of Democrat Party crazy going on, they just can't stop themselves. They're very, very, very unwell. Let's go to the telephones again, Michael. Let's go to Chris, calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Christopher, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Buenos dias, Senor Plant.
Buenos dias, Senor.
I've got a great idea for how President Trump can put the kibosh on all that crap in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
He needs to get in touch with Newsom and Bass, so you get that city together, or we're relocating the Olympics to a safer place.
the 2028 Olympics scheduled to take place in Los Angeles, California, and all around. That is kind of a fun thought, I've got to say, Chris. These guys want to play hardball with absolutely everything, and their rhetoric is leading to people being shot and to blood. And I told the story earlier this week, Chris, about how the Democrat members of the House said they go out and they talk to their voters, and their voters want blood. Their voters want their members of Congress to be willing to go out and get shot for illegal aliens.
I want blood!
Blood. They want blood. This is what the Democrats are saying. That they've gone crazy. And, Chris, I think your idea is a great idea. So pull the 2028 Olympics and relocate. Now, they're doubtless already building stadiums and stuff, but, you know, that just gives you more leverage, doesn't it, Chris?
Just bring it on to Tennessee. We're happy to have it, and we can build fast.
I like it. That is great. And I believe that. I don't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.